Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Kim Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Oh, look at you!
All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and at the end of it.
I'm not insulting you, but I just kept thinking about how it's done.
Yeah.
I was looking at, listening to your show, I don't know, the other day when I was just checking out what to expect. But I said to my husband, I'm going to be Mary Poppins to your Howard Stern.
I just kept hearing it. I was ducking and everything, died in the house. I got scared. I dropped my hot pocket.
Said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out. We ain't going to be in no fire. Not today.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken.
Good afternoon, everybody. We started a little late today. Good afternoon. Today is April 2nd, 2021, 9:34 a.m. California time. It's about 76 degrees, partly cloudy. Slight wind blowing to the southeast, cooling us off. Humidity is up and it's high. Like I'm going to be later on this evening. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. We are global. If you'd like to come to the studio today, and you know, I don't expect much today because this is not a regular time, so maybe our regular people will not come in. So it might just be me. I invited Jesse. You guys remember Jesse last week? He had a son who's bipolar, but he has some musical talent. He may be in the studio today. He said he'll be in. The number to come in the studio is 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. Today we have a good subject, part two. I said part two because part one got fucked up by somebody. Me. The Pfizer vaccine. Now they're saying the study, you know, if you get the vaccine, it lasts only 6 months. And the reason they're saying it, you won't believe it. And we'll get into that story. And not to mention the AstraZeneca, or some people say AstraZeneca, those are the gay people, is 90% ineffective in the South Africa variant. 90% ineffective. There's some news going on here that you're not going to like. Those are the facts, according to the CDC. Pfizer says vaccine protection could last only 6 months. Pfizer said its vaccine can protect against COVID-19 for at least 6 months. The exclusive Fauci says U.S. may not need AstraZeneca at all. The infectious COVID-19 variant makes up more than half of the cases in New York City. The infectious variants of the coronavirus now make up more than half of the COVID-19 cases in New York City, and that's the one that the AstraZeneca does not work against. And the majority of them are city homegrown strains in the Big Apple. That's what they said Wednesday. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, there you go. You see the little pink thing? Just hit that little thing, say book here, and I'll book you on as a guest. And then we're going to do the Tina Turner thing behind the scenes. This is unbelievable and sad. You know, guys, let me tell you something. This happened to me, and it should not happen to any human being. But ladies, let me explain something to men. We cannot control our penises. It's just a fact. We don't target it. It just happens. I don't know. It's a biological defect. I don't know. Let me tell you something that happened. I plead not guilty. We'll get back to my penis. I just want to tell you the little story. But then it goes back to my penis. So it transcends to my penis. Where I was supposed to take the vaccine yesterday. Something happened, so we had to reschedule it for tomorrow, which is Saturday. Okay? So I am taking, so at 10:40 a.m. California time, 1:40 in the afternoon and East Coast time, there'll be a needle in my arm. Done. Now I'm going back to my penis. It's a good penis story. And women, this has nothing to do with anything. You just have to understand the penis. And a lot of women don't understand the penis. So it's summertime here. Yesterday was like 90 degrees. Okay, it's hot. No, at nighttime it gets a little hotter. It's humid. All right? So when the sun goes down, maybe around 7, it's kind of dark, or 8 o'clock, you're still at around maybe 75, 76 degrees. Humidity's hot. Things happen when things get hot. So apparently in my unit, as I go down, there's a house directly across from me. I didn't know who lives at that house until yesterday. So I was going down out of the unit, and I decided to get some little air because it's cooler. Directly across from me, I did not know who lived in a house, and I found out who lived in a house. It's a, I think, a nice-looking lady, maybe around, I would say, 28. How did I know that? It's because she was walking around naked in her own house, but it's a window. Huh, I got neighbors. Who knew? Well, I knew yesterday. So I said, so it's one of those things, guys, it's like, you know, really? Maybe you're, you know, maybe your eyes are not really focusing. Maybe they're wearing some kind of sheer shirt or something. And nope, you got areolas or aureolas. Well, I guess if she's on top and she's in the air, it could be areolas. Forget that anyway. So I happened to be looking across the street and I go, oh, interesting, because I ponder these things. Very interesting, because I didn't know anybody lived there. At that particular time, my girlfriend happened to come out, and she's up top, so she's talking to me down below. And she starts talking to me about my appointment at that particular time about getting a vaccine. You could talk to me about that later or whatever, but she did. I don't know what compelled her to do it that particular time, but she did. They have that radar, like, what the fuck you doing? I don't know where they get it. I mean, if you're with me, that radar goes off 24/7. It's like a sonar, like, boop, boop, boop. Doesn't matter. So as she comes out, she starts talking to me about the appointment that's going on Saturday. And apparently, I was staring across the street, and I was hearing, as the naked girl going back and forth. Very top-heavy, by the way, so the breasts are bouncing across the living room, going here to here. I'm going, and, you know, so I'm playing this off like, I hope she doesn't know what I'm looking at. Well, apparently she did, because I was not looking at her as she was talking to me. Then, which caught her eye, was she looked in the direction of said woman. And then they ask you the stupid questions. Are you looking at that naked lady? And you say, no. It's in a rule book. It's a man's rule book. Look at that manual. once accused of looking at a woman, if you're with a woman, rule one in man manual said no. No, I obeyed the rules. And then they come up with that, really? And, of course, my head is not turned towards her yet, and I have no idea why my head is fixated towards that window. Bad head. So she said, then she asked me a question. Are you going camping? I go, what? Now she has my attention. Why would you ask me if I was going? What? That's a kind of stupid question. I go, what? She goes, are you going camping? I go, no. She goes, then why are you pitching a fucking tent? Which I was wearing shorts, by the way, and all of a sudden there was a huge ass, what do you call it, boing, erection. And it's kind of embarrassing because you're wearing shorts. You can't hide it, right? And I go, oh. And then she stormed into the house. And I go, okay, somebody's in trouble. At this point, I don't know why men do this, and I panicked. I don't know why. So I start arguing with my erection. What are you doing? Come on, man. Really? Are you serious right now? You know. And then as you're arguing with your erection, which is a typical thing a man will do, you notice that a person walks by with a doggy, and they're looking at you arguing with your dick. And now you're getting pissed off like, mind your own business. Go in the house. I'm hearing this nice voice. I set our appointment, honey. I go, okay, that voice is, that tone is a little okay, better. Maybe I can play this off. And she goes, and she sends it to my computer. She goes, notice what we're getting. She goes, well, she's getting the Moderna vaccination. I go, great. And she goes, did you notice what you're getting? And I looked a little further, and in capital letters it says, you're getting your fucked vaccine. I go, your fucked vaccine? I go, never heard of that. Oh, it's a new vaccine, honey. It's an experimental vaccine. Really? The name is kind of intimidating. No, no. I think there's going to be no line there. You're going to be the first one to get your fucked vaccine. And then I caught what she was saying. I go, oh, and then she started laughing, gave me the Moderna vaccine. But there you go. You can't deny it when you're pitching a tent in the middle of the city. And you get busted. Naked women. Hey, Jesse. How you doing, buddy?
And it goes, a little bit like this. Oh, yeah.
You can't control that, Jesse. You know you're a guy.
Right, baby, you know that. We're walking down the road in our 2010 Dodge Charger.
Really? Wow.
Yes, sir. In West Virginia.
That's a classic. What is it, 2010? No, it's a 2010. That's not a classic, but that's nice, though. That's a nice car.
Yeah, it is. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We got a treat for you, okay?
All right.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
Brian.
Hmm? Sure. Right now?
No.
Right now.
No.
I can't breathe. Wait a minute. Yes. My pain.
Mom, you're making me very much.
Oh, my God.
People listen to you.
This is your interview.
Very good. There you go, Jesse. There you go. I wanted to talk to you briefly because the last time you're on, and then I got to go to the subject.
You was trying to get me going there on that topic there, Brian. That's why I came in and said, oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys are out of control. I was going to very briefly.
That's why I'll take your ass frog gigging, bro.
No, you're not. You and the frog. You're like a little horny toad.
Oh, you should think Ellen. You should think Ellen the other night. She had a live stream going on about her stuff, her products and stuff. And I tagged you in it. I tagged you in it, bro. And she goes,
did you really?
Hello, Sharon. I said, nope. I said, Jesse. Jesse, what are you doing in here? This is for the women. I'm just hanging out with the ladies.
Oh, that would have been fun.
I thanked you. I was hoping you would say, man, bro.
Oh, man, I don't know what I was doing. I was probably doing some stuff. I wasn't even on Facebook already yesterday. But, Jesse, you know, when you were here before, I was thinking about the interview, and I was thinking about your son singing and everything, and it's been in my head. And I've been looking at
I think his girlfriend thinks about him all the time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. See, she's going to blame that on me. She's going to blame that on me. You know she is. You know she is.
Yep, I think she thinks about him all the time because she calls every day to speak to him. She can't get him off her lonesome mind.
Wow. Well, the thing about it is, Jesse, is that I know that you have your son. He performed in front of King. I was thinking about that 2 weeks, and I was thinking about, I don't know what you're doing with your reality show, but I am thinking about producing your son. And
I'm on a schedule now. Start next week, we actually start a schedule.
And you need
to check the schedule out because I would love for you to tune in, bro.
Oh, what are you doing? Tell me what you're doing.
Well, we have, like, a live EVP night. I talked to Melissa the other night. She was actually on the show.
She was excited about it. She gave you great reviews,
she
was very excited. Uh-huh.
Sounds like she got really excited for sure when she saw Henry talk.
Oh, jeez.
Love you, Melissa.
What happened to you? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's listening.
But anyways, no, we're doing live EVP on Mondays. We're doing Tuesday Nightly News. We're doing, advice night, ask me, call in. I'm actually going to bring my platform back on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
People may be having a bad days and just want to talk to me, and we're going to do advice night.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do motivation night. I'm going to do the motivation night. I'm going to try to do all the shows if I can on the Blog Talk Radio while I'm live on YouTube.
Hey, Jesse, you don't need me. That sounds great. And in between that, your son can... You can cut some commercials with your kids, you know what I mean? And have them sing a little bit. You don't need me at all.
And this is going to be 7 days a week.
Wow. 7 days a week? You're not even going to have 2 days off?
Hey,
seven days?
I just got my original channel back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
I've been trying to get my original channel back, and I've just now got it back.
Oh, okay. Well,
are you
congratulations.
Getting them back from
those pockets? Yeah, thank you. Because I've been working hard trying to get it back, and you know, I finally got it back. I'm booming on it. I'm actually going to put a video up for tonight, 9:00, and so it's going to be great.
Well, Jesse, congratulations. You're going to do well, man. Anything I can do, you let me know, okay, buddy?
I always need you, Brian. I always need your help. You know that.
Hey, well, I'm here for you.
I want to make a commercial for your show. We want to make a commercial for your show.
Use your YouTube name.
You have a link on your website that you can just click on, go over, check everything out. They like it. They can hit that subscribe button. They can hit that subscribe button. Whatever. I can hear you.
Okay.
Hit that subscribe button. What? Right there. And they can hit that share button, that thumbs up. We want to make a commercial for the Brian the Hammer Jackson radio show.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. And you know I will play it. That's right. So what's going to be the name of your show, Jesse?
Well, it's still the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV.
Oh, okay.
It's always going to be the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV.
Right. Hold on, Jesse. Hold on, Jesse. I got to call. Hold on, Jesse. Hold on. 812. You're live on the show. You're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. 812. You're live on the air.
Hi. My name is. Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed listening to you guys. My name is Frank, by the way. And
hey, Frank.
I'm just calling in. I see you guys are. Hey. Hi. Hey. Nice to meet you guys. I see you guys are discussing vaccines.
Right. We're going to get right to that.
I wanted to give, like, kind of a cautionary tale. I had actually got the Moderna vaccine. I swear to God, right after I got it, I got a huge boner. And every time I would touch my boner, I would go immediately flaccid. But then 2 seconds later, I'm right there hard again. This has been going on forever. I can't go to work.
Right.
I can't go anywhere. People looking at me and thinking that I got this raging mega huge boner. So I'm saying I would go Pfizer if I were y'all. I would
Did your woman say, baby? Oh my God, come here!
Wow. Well, Frank, I'll take your advice. I will go Pfizer. I will not do Well, Frank left, and thank you, Frank, for that advice.
Thank you, Frank. I just hope your woman enjoyed that very much. Hope she had a good night, maybe two good nights.
Well, that was Frank who said that with the Pfizer boner talk, and Frank left.
Walk around with a smile on her face. They'd be like... You're fucking in a good mood. Oh, yeah. I'm going to send my husband back to get another vaccine shot.
Jesus.
Oh, honey, come on. You know me. You want me to get my vaccine now?
Hell no.
Wow.
No.
She started it.
I did not.
Really?
Yeah, she started it this morning. She attacked me.
I did not.
I just turned over my bed to face over to tell her good morning, and she jumped my bones, Brian.
You know what? We got kids in the car.
That pussy fucking hairs.
Well, really, it is. I don't know about it. Nope, she's not.
But yeah, seriously, Brian.
Oh, wow.
But
she gave you a workout,
yeah,
huh?
She did. Gave me a workout. She lost a couple more pounds. I was 330. I'm probably down to 328 now, 324 maybe. Yeah, it is.
Wow. It looked like, see, she's a good woman. She wanted it.
I don't need the vaccine, baby. I don't need the vaccine. Frank, I hope that vaccine worked out for you and your woman for the last couple of days. I can't wait to hear the results for the second vaccine.
Well, you're going to hear it. I think the neighbors will hear it. Everybody's going to hear it. I'll go live with it.
That's right.
Where are you on your way to? Where are you going?
I'm on my way back to the crib.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And how are the kids doing? Are they going?
I picked my wife's girlfriend up.
Did you really? Uh-oh.
Yeah. She's single.
Is she really? Wow.
Hey. Any bachelors out there single that, you know, wants to take care of her and get to know her, she's available. Really, what, are you going to date her now? any bachelors out there, single bachelors, she's available. We can actually have a bachelor night. We can have a bachelor night. What do you think, Brian?
Well, you know what? Is she in the car right now?
Yes, she is. She can hear you.
Okay, well, let me hear her voice. Let's see. Well, she's single.
Her name is Amanda.
Amanda.
Say hi, Amanda.
She's
waving. That's all she's doing.
She ain't going to say hi.
So she's a woman that doesn't speak. I mean, right now that she's hitting 100. She's hitting.
She doesn't speak right now to the most handsome bachelor comes along.
Oh well, we're not. He's not going to come along unless he hears her voice. Tell her that, you know, if she can't speak, then no guy's interested in her. I mean, we got to hear her voice. I mean, for all we know, she might sound like a duck.
Say something. Say hi. That's what you got to say.
Hi.
There you go.
Hi.
Really?
No, it wasn't. And you know what we can do? Is we can do like Steve Harvey does. We can do a bachelor night.
Maybe we should. How old is she?
How old are you, Amanda? 36.
She's 36. Now, has she ever been married before? Is she divorced? What's going on?
No, never been married. Only dated and had not a good relationship, I will say.
Really?
As far as I'm going with the situation.
Uh-oh. So there was some abuse going on there, right?
It wasn't abuse. So. It was other things. It was other things.
Okay. Now, Jesse, this is very important. How big are her tits?
I don't know. I've never met her.
Look, Jesse. Come on.
How big is your tits, Amanda?
No, what's your cut? No.
What?
You're
getting
way too
far. Anyways, any single bachelors out there.
Are they like a C?
I would say they're C-cups.
About C-cups. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's good. Is she overweight? Because we're looking for a man.
No.
Are they jumping out of the car when you're driving? I'm hearing people jump out of the car. What?
What?
Damn. Must be something you said, Jesse. My God, Jesse.
I don't know.
Are you at home? Because the car stopped unless they just jumped out on the freeway. What's going on there?
Oh, no, we're still moving.
Oh, you're still moving? Well, she, you know, tell Amanda this. Tell Amanda, this is radio, Amanda. And these are real guys. These are not no pussy guys who are millennials.
But do you think we can do a bachelor night, Brian?
Well, right now I don't know much about her. All I hear is her saying, no, 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 that's not good. We want to hear her say yes, yes, yes.
Well, you can find her a good rich man or something.
Well, right now I can fix her up with a homeless guy who's balding.
A balding?
A bald homeless guy right now. That's all I hear. If she wants to upgrade, I got to hear a little bit more. I got a reputation. I mean, these guys are listening and they're single. But she got to give me a little bit more than what she's given me. Does she know how to swim? Does she swim? Can she swim?
Yeah, she swims. She got blonde hair. She's real skinny.
Real? Is she smart? If she's blonde, is she smart?
She's very smart, very intelligent.
Really? Okay, let me give her this. Let's see how smart she is. Here we go. 2 times 2 - 4. Ask her that.
2 times 2 - 4. Amanda, it's a Jew. Zero, she said?
She is very intelligent. Ask Amanda what kind of man does she want. What kind of man is she looking for? Seriously.
What kind of man are you looking for, Amanda? A rich guy? Come and take good care of you. Good life.
Shut up. He's not
getting
nobody.
Wow, your wife is so protective.
That's her daughter.
Oh, that's her daughter. How's her daughter?
Yeah.
How's her daughter?
10. 10.
Oh, no wonder she's protective. All right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, ask her daughter, does she want a sugar daddy, a step daddy, to give her some money to go, you know, a rich guy?
You want a rich guy, a sugar daddy, or what? She has no idea what she wants.
She's 10.
Okay. She wants a house.
Well, tell her if you want a house, then tell her mom she has to start talking so we can get her a good guy so he can buy that house for you. That's how it works, unless you win the lottery.
Well,
Now, Jesse,
yep.
How's her ass? Is she got a big ass? She got a flat ass? She
no,
got
just real skinny, real smooth.
Huh? Can they hear me? Jesse, can they hear me?
Yeah, they can hear me.
They can hear me. Oh, now you tell me they can hear me. Oh, thanks a lot, Jesse.
I told you that, bro.
I had no idea.
I'm buying you hearing aids for Christmas, Brian.
Oh, my God.
What? Does she have a nice ass? Jesse, does she have a nice
ass? Yeah, just flat.
Wow. Wow, look at her. Well, I
she needs a good man.
You.
She really does, Brian. She really needs a good
does
man
really?
To take care of her.
Does she really?
Yeah, just so
she has help her to support two kids.
Yeah, she has a 10-year-old
and a how old is Jacob? 18.
She has an 18-year-old and then a 10-year-old.
Really?
And they need she needs you know a good man to actually be there for her, and she needs things.
I hear you.
Now,
is the 18-year-old, is it a daughter or a son?
Son.
Boy.
A son.
How's he doing? How's he doing? If it sounds like she had a hard time dating and bad relationship, how's he holding up the kid, the 18-year-old? How's he doing?
Well,
because they're usually protective of the mom.
Not good. His father passed away.
Oh, shit. It gets bad to worse. I'm sorry.
And he's in behavior school right now.
No.
Mountaineer Academy.
Oh,
in a behavior
man.
School. Mountaineer Academy.
What is that? What is that?
A behavior school where they help you. Like when you have bad behavior and not doing good in school, they help. They change you. They change you. It's almost like boot camp,
really?
But it's not boot camp. Yeah, but you go out and you
like,
run.
Is it like reform school?
Morning.
Is it like is it like reform school or something like that? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You have to run at like 5 o'clock in the morning or so, rain or snow.
Right.
You can do push ups, you have to have your head shaved.
Really?
I think Jacob liked that as well, did he?
Yep.
He had to cut his hair, didn't he? He didn't like that, did he? He liked
it. Well, tell Amanda I have one advice for her. Get him into the military as soon as you can. Because it sounds like he needs a little bit of discipline, and he needs to go on the right track before he goes down the wrong road. You know what I'm saying? See if he can get into the Army, the Navy, the military will fix him right up. What do you think?
That's what he wants to do. His girlfriend's going in, too.
Oh, his girlfriend's on it?
Yeah.
As soon as he graduates, he's leaving. His girlfriend's leaving for Air Force.
Oh, is she really? She's pretty smart to go into the Air Force. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Amanda, get him into the military. That's your best hope right there, because if you don't, I mean, this kid's going to go down the wrong road, you know, especially being messed up and seeing you get abused. That's not good. He'll end up killing somebody.
Yeah, that's why he's in the school, so he actually goes straight on in when she leaves.
Right. Now, when was the last time? Now, how many men have Amanda been with? I mean, if she's been with like a lot
just
of
one.
Men, just a couple of men?
Yeah, just two. That's it. Her son's father in the past, he passed away, like I said. And then her recent relationship that she was in, it wasn't a good one.
She's 35 years old and only been with two men?
36.
And only been with two men? Really? Okay, we got to get her more experience. Really? And one experience was a bad experience, I guess, and the other one was probably not so good because he passed away. So she really haven't had really good experience with men at all.
Well, that
right?
one was abusive, for sure.
Yeah.
Her son's father is abusive.
Yeah, big time.
All right, then I'm going to take it easy on her. I'm not going to joke with her because she went through enough shit. Hey, Amanda, there's some good men out there. You just don't give up hope, okay? You sound nice. And according to Jesse, you got great tits and a nice ass. I mean, that's a good beginning, right?
But yeah.
Does she know how to give a blowjob?
I don't know.
There's kids in the car. Sorry. What?
She said there's kids in the car. Sorry.
Oh.
There's children.
They're not listening to me. Are the kids? Can the kids hear me, Jesse?
Yes,
what the hell is wrong with you? Sorry, children. Sorry, kids. Bad, Jesse. Bad Jesse. Bad Jesse. What the hell's wrong with you? Now they might think I'm a creepy pervert. Jesse. All right, we'll fix her a man. What kind of man is she looking for? What kind of color? Brown, black, like a crayon, white? What kind of man is she looking for?
White.
She said white. She don't want no
A white.
Whoa! Did she say she wants no black? Did she just say that? Oh, hell no.
Get your junk out of my car. Man,
What? Okay, wait, I'm hearing bells and everything. Wait a minute. Jesse, did I just hear what she said? We don't want no black? Did she just say that?
She just wants somebody to love her.
Jesse, did she say she wants no black?
Hold on a minute. I'll explain the situation a little bit more. I'll tell you a little bit.
All right. Because I got a big, black, handsome man right now. Hello, King. Want to say hello to Amanda?
Hey, good morning, Brian. How you doing this morning, man?
Good morning, King.
I don't know how I'm doing. Good morning, King. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm going to blow my brains out. King, say hello to Amanda. Say hello to Amanda.
Amanda's not in the car no more.
Oh, she ran. Oh, she saw some black people, two black people, and she ran away. Is that what she did? What is her name? Karen?
No,
let me explain a little bit to you. All right.
So this last relationship she was in, the guy's a drug dealer, and he's also a drug user. So they had the U.S. Marshal ATF come busting through the door several times, and this is why she's scared to get back in a relationship because of this.
Right.
And she got threatened to be taken to jail because of this, because she was in the house. And she wasn't doing no drugs.
Right.
And he's the one who was dealing and selling, and he's been in and out of rehab. And so he lost her, and he's not allowed to see his daughter because of the situation.
Now, he's a white guy, right? He's a white guy.
Yeah. Well, he's dark deplective.
I don't know what that means. Is he
that means dark
white
skin.
Guy?
He's dark skin. Like a Mexican, like, almost.
He's Mexican, like. Did he?
Almost.
Did,
he's not Mexican.
Dude,
he's American, but his skin.
What the hell
skin
is
dark.
Wrong with you? He's Mexican, like.
I learned from YouTube,
okay,
my friend.
Right,
you rub
right,
off to me.
Right.
No, his skin is dark, but he's still.
Help
he's
me,
still,
King. Take over this interview.
I'm confused. Is he black, white, Mexican?
His skin is dark deplective, but he's still, you know, and he talks just like me and you do, you know what I mean? Like I do, like a white person.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot. I've been insulted three times. Well, Brian, you sound like a white person. And I don't want to date blacks.
Hey, Brian.
What's wrong with you? Yes. You're killing me.
You sound like a white person.
I'm going to kick your ass. I do not sound like a white person. Don't stop it. Stop that. You're going off the rails. We're not going to go any further with this. Well, I'll look and see if we can find a white person who doesn't use her face as a punching bag. It'll keep the bar.
Or drugs. You know what I mean?
It's going to be hard to find one of those people who are white that don't use drugs and beat up on women.
Marijuana is fine. Marijuana is just an herb.
Marijuana, okay, he could do some smoke. You're saying no drugs, but marijuana's cool. All right. We'll find a white guy that doesn't have dark skin, that don't do drugs, but he could smoke some weed. That's what we're looking for?
Yeah.
Okay,
as long as you don't go from the weed into the hard stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, that shouldn't be hard. Wait a minute. I think Melissa may have some advice for you. Okay. Oh, good morning, magnificent Melissa.
Good morning. What is this dumpster fire I'm listening to?
Good morning, my family.
Good morning. Jesse, did you know that I'm black?
I don't care. You're beautiful if you're black.
All right, thank you.
Oh,
and
Jesse,
you're welcome.
That was nice.
I would hug you. I would hug you and let you cry on my shoulder.
Would you really? Even if you're not afraid some of my black would rub off on you?
Yeah. I don't care. If I turn black, I turn black.
All right.
Oh.
I would be the most handsome black guy more than Brian would look.
You just warmed my little chocolate heart.
I love it. I love it.
Melissa. Oh, my God. Oh, I don't want no black. Well, he's not really black. He's not really, I have no idea what's going
he's
on
got,
there.
No, no, listen. She's got black friends, okay? She's not racist.
Well,
she's got black friends.
All right, okay.
She's just been through a lot of bad relationships.
Jesse, quit while you're ahead. Quit while you're ahead, buddy.
I agree.
Wait a minute. 917. I know
Hello.
Who this is. You are banned from the studio, 917.
No,
you know that.
I'm not banned.
Yeah, you. Who is this?
It's me. It's Hotep.
It's Hotep.
Oh, it's Hotep.
Why are you banning me?
Oh, no. I thought you were Cole. You got the same area code.
No, I was just doing my Indus Valley accent, practicing for voiceover. Hello, my friend.
Hotep. Welcome back. No, I thought you were a Cole because you had the same. You're in New York, Hotep? I didn't know you were in New York. Really? I didn't know you were in New York. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, what did he do? Well, he carried on?
Cole, yeah, he acted a fool. He acted a fool. I just can't take him anymore.
Wait, welcome to the dumpster fire, Hotep.
Hey, thank you.
It is a dumpster fire. We got King in the studio. We got the magnificent Melissa. We got Hotep.
Hey,
we got Jesse. And we got Amanda, who don't want to date blacks, and she has a problem. She's only been with two men in her life. She's 36 years old. She has a nice ass and nice tits. Jesse.
You want some?
Hotep and Melissa. And hey, guys, panel, please ask Jesse some questions about the kind of guy that maybe we should look for Amanda, you know, fix up Melanda, because he's talking about this dating thing, and you guys should ask him some questions so we get an idea of the kind of guy that maybe she should be with, right?
But she doesn't want a black guy,
eyes.
Right?
She doesn't want a black guy.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Okay. I don't know what else
not
to
one
ask.
You, and not one of you son of bitches says, Stanley, we should fix her up with Stanley. None of that. But go ahead.
Mm-mm.
He's not
man,
black.
That's what I was going to say.
I think if she got a nice looking black guy would actually be treat her right, she would go with the black guy. Honestly.
Wow. Good.
Tell the truth, I think if she got a nice black gentleman, African American gentleman, and took care of her and treated her the right way without putting his hands on her, without running out on her and with some other chick, I think she would enjoy a life like that.
And there are a lot of guys like that. The media just portrays us as pimps and hoes and, you know, that. But that's really not typical in my community.
Yeah.
Other than certain people, I'm not calling no names, but other than that, we're good.
Oh, boy. Jesse, did you want Trump to become president again?
I really don't care who's president as long as they know how to run this state the right way and don't fall down the plane steps.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I gotcha. I got that little book.
But I'm serious. I mean, somebody has to do it right. You know what I mean? I don't care if it's Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's, you know, we need American back like it was when John F. K. and all of them ran it the right way. George Washington and Lincoln ran it. We need it like that.
I don't know if we want to go that far now. Cause people
well, I'm
like
saying we need,
had to...
I mean, you know what? I wish Martin Luther King was actually president, honestly, truly.
Yeah, we need to take some of the good from the past, but leave the sexism, racism, and other stuff, and move forward as a society together, which would really benefit the nation as other nations are becoming world powers, and we're fighting over gender, skin color, and who's sleeping with who, you know, and mumble rap.
But you know what? I don't care if they're black, white, or pink, or purple, or if they're bisexual, gay, lesbians. They all believe the same ways I do. They have the rights and their opinions. They want to be like that. I'll support them 100%, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not dating though. But Jesse, on a serious note, she had the baby when she was 19. Did she finish high school?
Yeah.
Okay, she finished high school, so she has some education. What area does she live in? You live in
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yes.
Okay. It's not bad. Is she working now, or is she on?
No, she's disabled too. She has a real bad learning disability.
She has what kind of disability?
A real bad learning disability.
Oh, she yeah.
Comprehension.
Yeah, I could tell she has a learning disability. She's going with people who are abusing her. She's going with people who are abusing her. She should have learned the first time. Anyway.
But he didn't put his hand on her. He didn't put his hand, but it's more him getting busted with the drugs.
Yeah.
So she was dating white guys who took advantage of her, but she doesn't want to date black guys. Am I correct?
But like I said, if she would get a nice, she would have got a real nice African-American gentleman that would actually take care of her and wouldn't run out on her like that,
right.
I think she would.
Where is she right now, Jesse? Jesse, get her on the
She's spending time with my wife. Because she's leaving tomorrow.
I know. Tell her that we're only going to be on the air for a little bit. You're up here. You're helping her.
I know, but I'll just sit here and talk. We'll just sit here and talk about it and go from there, and then I'll just throw it to her, and then we'll go from there.
Tell her. Does she know who I am? I'm on the radio. I got a worldwide audience. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson, bitch.
Hey, I think she's heard through my wife.
You finished that?
We got to remove her from your wife.
Remember, Brian, you're the one that gives my wife migraines.
Hey, I know I do, don't I? What's wrong with her? Oh, my God. Okay, Hotep. You know what? We'll have King and Hotep talk. They're pretty cool. You know, they have that nice, soothing voice that'll relax her a little bit. But it sounds like she's looking for someone. I am her portal, but we need to get her on the air so when somebody comes on and they hear this show, I could play a clip so they can hear her at least. I can't sell her like a slave, so I need to.
Oh, I know that.
No,
she did get her earlier.
You know what I mean? You're pushing hard.
I think why she's afraid to get in a relationship is because what she recently went through when he kept on getting busted by the ATF and the U.S. Marshals and her being threatened to take the jail.
How long ago was that?
It was real recently, about a couple months. About a couple months ago.
Oh, she needs to be single then.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that was some heavy shit for the ATF
to come
out there.
Since he's the one that does the drugs real bad, knowing she lives in the house, so they actually kicked the door in.
Right,
and they had to put the door back on. But
she might need a black guy to protect her.
Yeah,
I know, right? That
I got some brothers in the hood that she should talk to protect her.
Right, right.
You know,
but if she's went through that, I don't think she's really ready, honestly.
You know what I think? I think when people are saying that, I don't want to date no black, they got the wrong impression of black people. I got a feeling she doesn't have – you said she has black friends, right?
Yeah, she has a lot of black friends.
On Facebook?
She's not racist.
I mean, are they
anything?
Friends? Huh.
Say that one more time.
Are they Facebook? Yeah.
They're friends.
Oh, okay.
Like –
personal friends, but like I said, they're not prison friends. She don't talk to nobody in prison.
prison friends.
You said prison friends. That one was a friend.
I had not said anything about prison.
Not like you said prison, Brian.
I said what?
Talk. You said prison.
No,
So how did, right, where did she come to this conclusion that black men are not good for her? What type of friends does she have? Assassins? What are they?
Well, she just, like I said, she has a lot of black friends, and just, you know, she's not racist. You know, like I said, if she would get a nice young man,
right,
like I said, would not run out on her. And not on the drugs like this dude was last time, because he lost his daughter. He lost all weight. He's not allowed to come around her, not allowed to come around Amanda. He does, he'll go to jail.
But he was white, right? He wasn't black.
I think he was mixed and plexter. Like, you know, his skin is, his daughter's dark, okay? And everybody thinks she's black. I'm like, no, she's not black. He's just dark complexion. She gets it from her dad. So
she's not black, she's dark skin. Oh, I thought
yeah,
that was black.
Yeah, if he comes around, she loses her daughter.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. But, Jesse, here's the deal, because I got to go on to the show, but here's the deal. You're pitching her very hard, and she sounds like a really fucked up psycho bitch, but I think you're making her sound good. We can work with something here, because I'll tell you why she's fucked up, and you know why she's fucked up. One is because she's from an abusive relationship that fucks a woman up. Two, if the ATF and the drug enforcement officers bang down your door, it leads to a lot of trauma. She's going to be more fucked up. She's going to have some problems with trust issues. She's going to have some problems with love. She's going to have some problems with closeness. You know what I'm saying, Jesse? She's going to have some of these problems.
Right. I mean, she was in her own chair. She was sitting in her living room when they, you know what? We're going to take you to jail, too. You live here as well. So how do we know you're not doing it? You can take me and go test me.
Exactly. And not only that, Jesse,
it's bullshit because they think they have the right to attack innocent people like the black African American people. They attack the black African American people and think they can get away with it and turn around and attack other people that's not been doing nothing. It's not right.
You're right, Jesse. It's not right. But again, we're talking to you. You're not the chick. I mean, if you were the chick, I mean, you would be. You'd be getting men calling. See, is that her?
Who's that?
We got to talk. Who's that?
You all the vowels. Hey, listen, if someone kicked in her door, she needs a black boyfriend, because we know what it's like to get beat up and shot at by the cops and have them stand on our neck. That'll be a match made in heaven.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen, seriously. Check this out.
Yeah.
The very last time they kicked in that trailer door, they slammed her on the ground and they handcuffed her.
Okay.
For no friggin' reason.
All right. Well, you know what? Let me talk to her. Here's what I want to do, Jesse, because I got to move on. Seriously, if you want her to meet somebody on the air, they're going to have to hear
her
voice.
She's not available, Brian, honestly. She's not available.
She's not? What is she doing if she's not available?
She's with my wife. Her and my wife are together. Your wife is a bad influence on her.
Get her away from your wife. She's a bad influence. You know what I'm talking about, Jesse.
Remember, you're the one giving her migraines.
I know.
I was there for that.
I know.
Yeah.
What, did she lock herself in the room?
I was there for that.
We really need to look back on some good shows you've done, Brian. That's when my wife says, "Leave it alone." She locks the door. I've got a migraine. We really need to do some replays on some old shows.
Oh, no, that would be abusive. I would get sued. I would get sued so bad. All right, Jesse, we gave it a shot. She sounds like a nice person. She went through a lot of trauma. I'm not going to take her to a trauma. I'm just trying to say if she's really looking for somebody nice, we would have to hear her. And she sounds like a nice person from you.
You heard her.
I did not hear her. She would have to say something.
I'm sure I'm trying to answer your question, what you asked earlier, because she would have answered you, I'm sure, but the kids were in there. She probably does give good blowjobs.
You're a good PR guy.
What?
You're a good P. You're good people. Well,
he asked her earlier. He did. He asked her earlier. He did. He asked her earlier.
About what?
He did?
Not him. He would never do anything like that.
Brian asked her, do you blowjobs?
No, I said,
really?
No, I do
did
not
really?
Say. No, I did not say, do you get blowjobs?
I remember
jobs?
The show's live.
Get,
everybody
what,
heard
no,
it, Brian.
No, no, no. What I said was, does she know how to give a blowjob?
That she know how to give a blowjob.
Right. Now
but she didn't
want to
answer because the kids
said.
Was in the car. Listen. She didn't want to answer because the kids was in the car.
All right.
Oh, so I guess we know the answer.
I would have said yes.
It's always about the kids.
The 10-year-old doesn't like me at all, does she? That 10-year-old. Give me that 10. You tell that 10. I want to ask the 10-year-old. Let me see how she's doing. I like her. Is she available?
Watch what you ask
her.
She
ain't going to talk to us.
No, no, I'm not going to be in a room with a 10-year-old. I'm not going to be in a room with a 10-year-old. I want to know how she's doing. I want to know.
You know
that,
how to shoot a gun?
How to shoot a gun.
Careful, Brian. Sharon may come back and backfire on us.
Has she read How to Kill a Mockingbird? You know, things like that. Let's see. Oh, Jesse, you always are full of. See, this should be your show, Jesse. You're going to get a lot of people on this show.
Hey, Melissa.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a video going up, and it starts at 9 o'clock tonight.
All right. Are you gonna go live?
No. It's gonna be a preview.
Okay.
Are you twerking, okay. Jesse?
I can't.
No.
You want me to?
His wife.
I
can do anything. I can do anything that you want me to do.
What?
Really?
If the price is right.
Really? Okay, you know what?
I'll
Jesse,
take my shirt
right
off
now.
If you want me to.
I will go.
But I'm not responsible for what you're going to see when I take my shirt off.
I might want a refund.
Hello, Angela. Angela, you have Jesse. You have the marvelous Melissa on
That's
the phone.
Cool.
You got the King of Kings on the phone.
Jesse?
You got Hotep on
who
the phone.
Who is this Jesse?
Jesse is a nice guy. This is Angela, Jesse. We got a full studio
Hi,
today.
Angela.
We got about 5111.
Hello.
I haven't even got to the subject. There you go.
See, I called for people to call in. You can thank me.
Oh, really? Really?
You're amazing.
Yes, I am.
Well, if
what
you
a
did,
like
well,
that voice.
Usually the people who are
really
calling
is.
In are our morning crew, but thank you, Angela.
You're welcome. So
now,
what is
Angela.
This thing about Jesse?
Jesse will tell you. Jesse, tell Angela. Angela is a very concerned citizen. Well, please tell her about Amanda, and we're trying to look for a man for Amanda because we want to put the man in her name, Amanda. So, Jesse, talk to her.
Amanda's
Angela.
Single. Man has been through a lot of abuse, her past abusive relationship, but she was in a real bad relationship where her ex-boyfriend actually was getting busted for heavy drugs. And would get threatened to be taken to jail or be handcuffed the very last time she was handcuffed. So, for something she didn't do. Yeah. It's just,
well, I'm
she's,
sorry
I
to hear
she's
that.
She's really, really ready that she went through that. You know what I mean?
She is lucky. She is. That's an amazing survival story, but let's hope that she thrives.
Well, like I said, I don't think she's ready
so
today
bad.
Because
I think she's going to have to get used to that. I mean, right now, I think she's looking for a guy who can treat her right. Right now. There's no high expectations here. The bar is very low. Just some guy who is not abusive and will treat her right. That's where they want to start, right, Jesse?
And not black.
That's it.
And
not
black.
Black.
No,
and not black.
Not abusive and not heavy drugs.
Oh, Kelly.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, let's just hope she learns to love herself. Then everything else will fall in place.
Yeah, let's put that on
a video. I agree 100%.
Let's put that on a video. That'll be nice.
Make sure she gets a man that won't put the kitchen tap in backwards. I have to call the handyman back because he put it in backwards. So make sure she learns that.
Yeah,
right.
make sure that her man doesn't put it in her backwards. It's not the doggy style.
Hey.
What?
Not what I meant.
That's what you said.
I said the tap. The kitchen tap. You know, where you turn the water on and off. The guy installed it backwards. I'm a little bit peeved.
Are you really? When did this happen? How can this happen? How can he put it in backwards?
Because I had a huge... I had the plumbing problem from hell. Like three or four guys came out, and they replaced the toilet. Yeah, there was a lot of crap to help with.
Really?
And one of them kept on flirting with me, and now he keeps texting me, and I don't know how to handle that. I'm just, And then I found out I'm distantly related to him. Why does he keep, I can't even.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yeah, let's review. I mean, so the handyman
comes
out, he puts your tab on
backwards.
He starts flirting with you, and you found out that you're related.
One of them does. Distantly related.
Because,
you know, I do. And my grandmother was a paternal grandmother was a James, like the Jesse and Frank James family. He's from that family, too. So, just no.
Wow.
And he knows this, and he's a good friend to Roger Clinton. I might add, I'm going to get some stories. If I talk to him, I'm going to get some good stories to write about.
Right.
No.
All right.
You need to talk to me and my family. They'll give you some good stories.
I didn't hear that last part.
Jesse
said
you need to talk to me.
You need to talk to me and my family. We'll give you some good stories you can write on.
Well, if it's safe to write about them, some stories you don't want to write about because you wind up dead. So.
No, these are stories about paranormal and stuff that we do.
Oh, okay. Well, I got those too. There was a light the other night. It was kind of a luminous light. It wasn't like a falling star or anything like that. But those happen really, really quick, like in the blink of an eye. I live on a lake. So.
Right.
Like a mermaid.
I didn't mean to take over. Man, I'm mad about that sink, though. I'm just mad.
The egg blew off, didn't it?
Well, Melissa, what would you think if someone installed it backwards? What would you do?
Coming back to fix the plumbing again.
You know
the
what?
Mommy?
Brian, you agree with me on this, okay? Brian.
No.
Brian.
No.
I guess Brian left us.
No, he's here.
We're boring.
Hey, Brian,
he probably needs to unmute himself.
He said I quit.
If I was there, if I was there, I would put it, I would put it in the right direction, right home.
Jesse, I watched one of your videos with the paranormal when you were in the graveyard.
Yeah.
I was really scared.
I'm going there at nighttime. I want to get permission going at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to challenge with professional YouTubers, celebrity YouTubers, because I want them to come with me. I want them to see what I see when I was there once at nighttime.
Hey, I know a celebrity YouTuber that lives in West Virginia.
Really?
Mm-hmm. His name is Edward James Hubbard. Look him up.
You think you can talk to him and see if he'll do the challenge?
Probably might. Mm-hmm.
Has he been on the show before? I recognize that name.
I have. I'm one of the morning crew members.
Well, since this is Melissa's show now, what are we going to talk about next?
Well, we're going to move into the Pfizer.
Oh, my God, there he is.
What? You missed
me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now
tuning
into the Melissa show. This is Melissa's talk show.
Hey, she does pretty good. You know that? She does do good. She should have her own talk show.
I don't want one.
Yeah, it's a pain in the... Look at my dumpster fire. Jump in the trash with
me,
Melissa.
That's what I come to. Yeah.
Exactly. Push your trailer next to mine. You know what I mean? Oh, my God. All right,
and
here
Melissa,
we go, everybody.
Share my link with that woman right there, so she can actually watch it too.
Thank you.
She can actually
her name is Angela. Her name is Angela. Her name is
Angela.
Angela,
give her Melissa. She'll share my our YouTube channel link with you. You can watch what she watched not too long ago.
Okay.
Well, how long have you been doing the paranormal UFO business? How long have you been
paranormal.
He's ghost hunting.
We've been on YouTube for a long time, but we do the paranormal investigation.
There you go.
You know, I don't think you should clear houses, though. I think that goes against the ghost has a right to be there. The ghost was there in the beginning.
Ghost rights.
Why should you
evict? We're talking about ghost rights
now. I don't think people
Ghost gentrification.
Yes.
Come on.
Yep.
What is it, Friday, April Fool's, right? You're saying the ghosts have rights? The ghosts are
absolutely
not people.
They do. Why should they be evicted?
Well,
animals have rights,
harmful,
too.
You know that.
Okay, what's your definition of harmful?
Attacking, scratching, leaving marks on.
They're trying to get attention. They're just trying to get attention. That's it. If you communicate with them, they calm down.
Well, sir, I'm saying, once they attack because they're angry.
Calm down.
They're angry.
Angela.
And you think Brian's going to calm down when calm down when I take him frog gigging?
Brian's trying to get the show back.
I don't know. As long as they're not black ghosts, which we call spooks, you'll be okay. Let's move on.
Jesus. You think Brian's going to calm down when I take him frog gigging?
No frog digging.
I can't hear what he's saying.
You don't really believe that, Angela. You don't believe that ghosts have rights.
Yes, I do. I used to work as a medium. I was on one of the top 10 radio stations in the nation. And my point, you know, they were really high.
Well, let me tell you, ghosts are not
human. I came to the belief that they should not be evicted from their home.
Well, if they're attacking people, I think they do.
You get evicted in the hood.
I doubt it. They're just trying to get communication. That's all it is.
Okay.
If you teach them how to communicate with them, they can share. They can share the same space.
If they show Brian's pants, I'll leave them right there where in Brian's house.
I have to go to my spiritual guide, Melissa. Do ghosts have rights? She's my spiritual guide. Okay, she's busy. I don't know. I haven't really thought about ghosts.
You don't have
rights.
To mute yourself, Melissa. Your household is part of the show as well.
Well, here we go. You know, we're gonna transition to our subject today, and I just found out something very interesting because, like I am, I'm getting my shot tomorrow. I'm getting my Moderna shot tomorrow.
Oh Lord, he's gonna have a hard on.
No, at least you're not a woman.
Oh,
really? Why?
The second shot seems to affect women more. If you go to the VAERS database, you can see the data. VAERS.
Really?
And you put in the vaccine that you want to see what the side effects or deaths. There's been some deaths attributed to Moderna. But, you know, look at the risk. I think the risk of dying from COVID is a lot higher, if you ask me. But,
Their
history with African Americans is abysmal, the CDC, that is.
Yeah, and there's only a 1% chance of dying from COVID-19. If you get
them skewing the numbers.
Really?
Well, I don't know. There's the long haulers, and I don't know about you all. I've known so many people that have died from COVID, and it's heartbreaking.
A lot of times,
the
people I know that have died, it isn't COVID. It's other issues, but it's marked as COVID. They had heart issues. They had cancer, et cetera, et cetera. But
right,
of course,
COVID
is the big seller now, big money for the pharmaceuticals. So.
I agree with you, Hotep. I agree with you 100%. Well, the latest finding...
Well, you can't
sue
the company.
Well, I don't know. Because the latest finding...
No, you cannot sue the vaccine... company, if you have a side effect that injures you for the rest of your life, or God forbid that you die, you cannot sue the pharmaceutical company for the vaccine. The Vaccine Compensation Act of 1986 took that right away from you. You can go to a federal court, which they loosely refer to as vaccine court, where the government pays for your attorney, their attorney, and the judge makes the final decision. And it's a lot higher level of proof. And it goes down to the diaper that they award. How many diapers would Sam need for the rest of his life if it was determined?
Well, here is the headline that goes with what you're saying, Angela. 39-year-old woman dies 4 days after second Moderna vaccine.
Yes.
They ordered an
autopsy. The second one.
Yeah, she's a 39-year-old woman from Utah. She died February 5th, 4 days after receiving the second dose of the Moderna's COVID vaccine. She died of organ failure after her liver, heart, and kidneys shut down. She had no known medical issues or pre-existing condition. None of that. They uncovered the death as part of its investigation into the COVID vaccine side. According to Salt Lake Tribune, there were four deaths in Utah reported to VAERS in January, including
the VAERS.
VAERS. What is Kirill's? Anybody know?
VAERS.
Including Kirill's? I don't know what Kirill's are, but
Kirill's. Say it again in a sentence.
K-U-R-I-L-L-S, including Kirill's. I don't know what that means. Let me see what that is.
Is that affiliated with the VAERS database, or is that a sentence?
It might be.
And the VAERS database is open to anyone. You can just go to the CDC website and put in VAERS, and it'll pull it up.
And this woman says that she felt like she'd been hit with an instant case of influenza after getting her second shot of the Moderna. She says, I was lying there with a down comforter with the electric blanket and still shivering, she said.
You get really cold.
Wow. What's that?
I'll holler at you later. I got to take off. I got to get some work done for the YouTube channel.
Boy, it was
great to
hear you. I really enjoyed hearing your story.
Thank you. I like to get with you and share our paranormal stories.
Sure, that would be fun.
Hey, brother,
I got a lot of places in Arkansas.
And run into the ghost. Who are you going to call?
Angela.
Show TV.
Go call Angela. What about Eureka Springs, that haunted hotel? Have you been there?
Not yet, but we're planning to go out of state.
Well,
next
I might drive up there
to
every now
Actually,
and then.
I found an abandoned cemetery. Right down the road from us, I'll be going to next.
Cool.
And then we're going to go to Kentucky to hit some places in Kentucky.
Just don't evict any of the ghosts. You know, they have rights.
Okay.
I'm sincere about that. Just think about it.
I know you are. Okay.
And if you see Michael Jackson, tell him what's up, please.
Brian, thanks for having us on. I'm going to send you the link to the video going up, okay?
All right, buddy. You be safe.
Hi, buddy.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Always.
Good luck on your channel. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Okay,
have
back to
one.
The second.
And Brian,
I'll
care about doing a commercial for your show.
Sounds good. I'll run it. I'll play it. All right, Jesse.
All right,
take care.
All
right, bro.
All right, he was cool.
So about the second Moderna shot that you were talking about.
Right.
The Kirill's.
Right. It's right here. I did not know any of this shit, and it's scaring me now. Basically, she said...
It seems
to
affect women more than men for some reason, and it's the second Moderna shot.
Well, you're getting spot on here, because I didn't know that. She said, her name was Carissa. She didn't have to wait for a second shot of the Pfizer vaccine to feel like something wasn't right. She had swelling that moved down to the right side of her body. I was extremely nervous. It wasn't very attractive at all. I got up there and it coated again, and they brought me back. She also received the Pfizer. Why did she get the Moderna and the Pfizer shot? She said she also received the Pfizer vaccine hours after getting the first shot. See, there's something going on here. That doesn't sound right. She was rushing. Where's the source? I have to look at the source. The source is coming from, it's coming from the local TV, Channel 2. So the source is cool.
But she got two shots in one day?
Yeah. Apparently she got the Pfizer and the Moderna.
Oh, idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently.
No wonder her organs shut down.
Right. She says, now there's another girl. Carrie Banks also received the Pfizer vaccine. Hours after getting the first shot, this is a different girl, I guess. Hours after getting the first shot, she was rushing to the nearest hospital. 4 days and two emergency rooms later, Banks was released from the University of Utah. She goes, she got coded again, and they brought me back down. All the breathing and wheezing had ruptured my vocal cord. By now, you probably heard from friends and family who received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Some feel nothing beyond a prick or a sore arm. Others have likely warned you to take a sick day after the shot. I think she's talking about her experience right here. I don't know how long this is or what's going on here. But the question is now, how many of those experienced side effects are reporting them? And that was a good point. Not many people are reporting their side effects. Well, here we go.
They need need to tell their doctor. The doctor then reports to the VIRS database. They were required by law to do so.
Yeah, but if you really trust the numbers and trust these guys, there's too much money involved in this shit. You really think they're going to really say anything negative about these
vaccines?
Well,
the doctors are overworked. No, they just send in a report to the CDC, but they're so busy, I could see a lot of doctors not doing it because they're being overworked still today.
And what usually happens in trials is that you get paid.
Right.
They're doing trials of drugs, vaccines on people, and no one's getting paid, and then you losing some of your rights to even sue. Therefore, this is upside down. Each person should be getting $50,000 or so. I would take it if they were given that type of money, but they want you to do it for free. Oh, do you love humanity? Yes. Well, take this shot for free, and you'll be in a trial. Well, don't you own the patents, and aren't you making money off this?
Right.
Well, you know,
there's something to be said for what he just said.
Well, no, they're sweetening a deal because I just saw an advertisement here in California. They're paying you $6,500 to go to do a trial on a new vaccine. $6,500, it's kind of, you know what, that would make me think about maybe $6,000 they're paying them.
Brian.
I mean, some people.
You know, since you mentioned about that payment, that third stimulus check, if you want to be a first-time home buyer, there's a $1,000 grant that you apply for within that third stimulus package that's free. And a $2,500 grant if you're in school and college, and it's to be used for rent, basic essentials. So for college students, you'd have to talk to your university about it. So there's a lot of good things about that.
For a first-time homebuyer?
To help with the money down.
That's
nothing. But at least you can never get something like that before. And maybe that's all somebody needs is the down payment. There's a program through the Chase Manhattan Bank, and it's, I think, up to $3,000 in part that's supposed to be used for your closing but just because they're offering it doesn't mean that you're going to get it. So you got to apply. There's
nothing,
only a certain amount of money. Well, for a first-time home buyer.
You can't even
get
in the town I live in.
In Arkansas, I bet you could.
$350,000. It's nothing.
But if they go to a place where they could, and maybe they've saved some money, I'm just saying it's out there for people listening.
Yeah.
If you could use it, it's there. Go get it. If you're a college student, contact your university about that $2,500 grant, a grant you don't have to pay. And I do think they should offer some type of compensation for people that are testing out vaccines. They used to do this in Africa. The United Nations forbid it in Africa. And the next day, Obama said
that
there'll
that
be
vaccine
travel
in
America.
I'm
not going to accept any amount of money to be a guinea pig. No way.
Oh, I'm with you.
No way.
But they said people still have to understand that the vaccines that are out there, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson, and they're getting more. Wait till I do the report. You're going to blow you away. They're doing more. You're finding out it's not enough. So they're trying to do a booster shot now, three shots now.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's experimental. This is not really the FDA did not sanction this. These are all emergency experimental drugs. That's what they are. They're emergency experimental drugs.
So there'll be booster after booster.
After
will not end.
No, it will, and it will alter your DNA. I'm really convinced of that. Well, here's the report. Here's the report. It's only 3 minutes. This is regarding the coronavirus. This is regarding, I guess, maybe the side effects that people are not talking about, because I'm getting mine Saturday. U.S. Capitol is on lockdown due to an external security threat.
Oh, God.
Shots fired at the Capitol?
Nearby.
Oh, God.
Really? Is that going on right now?
Did Trump leave Florida?
No, he's still in Florida. He's still in Florida.
Hmm.
Well, that was breaking news from Cindy. The U.S. Capitol is on a lockdown right now. Shots fired.
Yes.
So that's Cindy broke the news there.
Well, I hope everybody's safe.
Yeah.
Hey, and I bet you it's not progressive liberals. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
I'm
not
just
psychic.
Guessing, too. I'm guessing.
It's going to be some right-wing, ultra-racist.
Yes.
It's not going to be liberals at all. Yeah.
You're right.
You know
how
to, yeah.
Wow. I mean, wait a minute. Now I got to take a quick look at this and see what's going on. Just give me a minute, everybody. Here we go. There's a headline. Two police officers and a suspect hospitalized after incident at U.S. Capitol. This was 33 minutes ago. The United States Capitol went under lockdown on Friday afternoon. Capitol Police cited an external security threat. A police alert told those in the complex to avoid any windows or doors or stay inside. Two police officers and a suspect has been hospitalized after a car appeared to ram a vehicle at the checkpoint outside a barricade at the U.S. Capitol. Let me see who it is. You know, if they don't mention the person, you know he's white. I'm looking, you know, if it was a black guy, they would put, and not killed. They went to dinner. Capitol Police sent out an alert Friday afternoon notifying those in the complex that they should remain indoors because of the external security threat. Early videos showed a heavy police response outside the Capitol, including a helicopter landing on the premises. It's still too early. That's it. That's all I know, and it's, the story's unfolding. If they didn't mention who he is, I got a feeling it is a white guy. A pair of stretchers were also – well, here we go. Let's see if this is – no, it looks like it's the old thing. Oh, that's March 18th. All right, here we go. This woman had some coronavirus thing. I was going to play it for you. Here you go. Here you go.
Maybe two.
We've all heard it. There's also a growing number of people facing life-threatening situations. While the vaccines will undoubtedly save lives, they're also new, brought to market in record time, and only approved for emergency use. Tonight, I ask the question, who's tracking the side effects to keep you and your family safe?
Then it got really, really bad.
Because the swelling kind of kept going down my body.
I was probably not dying, but it sure felt like it.
These three women were some of the first to receive the COVID vaccine, and all three suffered side effects to varying degrees.
I couldn't process the air fast enough.
Carrie Banks, a University of Utah healthcare employee, at first felt queasy after her first dose of the COVID vaccine.
Probably 3 hours later that I was having breathing problems.
Carrie was rushed to the hospital, treated for an allergic reaction, and sent home. The next morning, her battle to breathe began again.
Very, very scary. I immediately went to the COVID ICU, and they did the swab right away and determined that it wasn't COVID, but that it was a reaction to the shot.
Once stabilized, Carrie was moved to another floor.
I got up there and coded again, and they brought me back down. Well, all the breathing and wheezing and everything had ruptured my vocal cord.
While Carrie's allergic reaction is rare, Dr. Tamara Sheffield, medical director of Intermountain Community Health and Prevention, says there are more allergic reactions to the COVID vaccines than first expected.
Anaphylaxis is moderately higher,
with twice as many documented allergic reactions from the Pfizer vaccine compared to Moderna.
And the nice thing is we're giving these vaccines in medical settings where we are able to administer the kind of medications to treat an anaphylaxis.
Early indications of allergic reaction created the 15-minute wait rule.
Everybody that I've talked to that has received it, I anticipate that they're going to tell me that they have side effects.
Rich Lakin, the immunization director for the Utah Department of Health, explains all medications and vaccinations have side effects.
Everybody is going to have a different response to a vaccination.
When people do get their vaccines, is there one specific place the state is asking people to report their side effects?
Yeah, so we do ask for anybody to report into VAERS.
The CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, known as VAERS, was created in 1990 as an early warning system to detect possible safety problems in U.S. licensed vaccines. And yet, 30 years later, most people have no idea it exists. In Utah, after nearly 500,000 COVID shots, there have only been 114 reports of side effects to VAERS, including 4 reported deaths.
Is it saying that the vaccine caused the deaths or there were deaths in people who received vaccine? And that's 2 very different things.
Nationally, there have been 1,381 reports of deaths, tens of thousands of hospitalizations, dozens of miscarriages, heart attacks, and strokes. But even still, experts believe VAERS only captures a small number of reactions.
So I assumed that the hospital just reported it.
Carrie, who spent 3 days in the ICU, does not have a case in the database.
Should it be the patient, whoever's getting sick, who goes to VAERS, or should their doctor report it?
It can be both. It should be both.
VAERS is an important but imperfect tool. It relies on individuals to send in reports of their experiences. While it does not determine if a vaccine caused the reported health problem, it can show unexpected or concerning patterns. Lakin gets a weekly VAERS report from the CDC on Utah cases.
We're seeing those with swollen arms, headaches, fevers. There are some in there that have had severe allergic reactions to the vaccine.
Most are like single mom Carissa Spencer and Enjin Kim, an occupational therapist.
In the first shot, I had a really sore arm.
The second shot knocked her out with a 102-degree fever, a nasty headache, and body aches.
When that actually happened, you know, it was like, oh boy, could this be like even tiny bit of what people with COVID actually feel.
Carissa experienced swelling down the right side of her body.
And it was the same arm that I had gotten the shot on. And then the next day, it was more swelling was going down, like, to my back right here.
Working from home and helping her son with school, she had no idea if the swelling was normal or if she needed to see a doctor.
I called the number that was, like, on the paper that they gave us for Pfizer, and I was like, hey, this is what's going on. I don't know if this is normal. They were like, oh, you need to call and report it to this number. And when I did that, it was just a recording.
Days later, Carissa went to urgent care where she was told the swelling was lymph nodes, a now known side effect.
I'm glad you're doing this because I never hear anybody reporting bad reactions.
As the COVID vaccines are developed and ultimately approved for non-emergency use or taken off the market, information from VAERS will guide those decisions.
The only way we get good data is if people want to report into VAERS. So it is important. That's our number one concern in public health, is safety.
Sharing information in this unprecedented time will make vaccines safer for all of us. I've worked with our team closely tonight to make sure that we posted links on KUTV.com where you can report side effects along with a phone number if you need extra help. I know some of you have also been using the new V-Safe tool on your phone. It is brand new. The CDC telling me very few people are using it. They are hoping to merge that information, though, into VAERS. But still, VAERS is the best clearinghouse if you want to report those symptoms.
I have not got. Basically, you're a lab rat. They want you to report it so they can get more information because it is experimental. That is something else. That is, I don't know what to say about that. You know, it's scary. Scary shit. And going with our report, I don't know. I want to go to King because I know he's leery of it. King, hearing that report, Hotep just left, maybe his phone. But
I'm
King, hearing that are you here, Hotep?
Yeah. You.
Good.
Chilling.
Wait a minute, who left? There was a, oh, okay, I'm glad Hotep's there.
I don't know.
Okay. hearing that, anybody, just jump in. Hearing that report, does it make you not want to take it or make you want to wait or saying, you know what?
Makes me less likely to want to take it. Sorry.
Really?
Because what's happening is we're being played, people. No one is king from the CDC and the world, all these organizations about push-ups, breathing exercises, light therapy, echinacea. I mean, simple stuff. They're not doing that. They're telling us we're your big white knights riding in with experimental vaccines, and you're a good American. Don't you want to help us? Take this vaccine that is totally experimental, that people own patents to, but they're not saying do some push-ups. Get an air filter.
What
I
about
mean, basic
vitamin
shit.
D3?
Vitamin
what about,
D. Go in the sun.
Oregano
I mean,
oil.
Uh-huh. Oregano.
Yeah.
Black seed oil. It's ridiculous. So,
yep.
No, I'm not taking it. They can stick it up there, you know what, if they want, but I'm not taking it.
Yeah, they can, because I just try to get into the VIRS database. They've made it
right.
Where you have to request the information. And it's crazy
really?
As... I'll get off. I'm just
wow.
That's what I was doing when I was on mute.
Well, like this says, and Angela, you brought in some information here because that one woman died. It's another woman. Christian is another woman. She says a more likely result would be a lack of answers or incomplete autopsy. There's a lot of people here who had bad side effects here. Normally, if I had a co-host, I could call the
CDC. But if you look at how many are given, Brian, you know, you have to weigh the risk and the benefit. If you think,
right.
Let's say you're in a COVID-infested area,
right.
like L.A.
Right.
kind of infested,
right.
Is it worth the risk not having a vaccine? Or is it worth the risk having the side effects up to and including death? You really
well,
got to look
what,
at the risk-benefit ratio.
Some of what they're saying about infested areas is a lie. I live in New York. You all remember about 6 months ago they claimed New York hospitals were so full? I went
right.
to some. They weren't full.
Right.
They had something in Central
oh, wow.
Park. I spoke to the security guard. I was there. I believed the hype until I saw with my own eyes, and so did one of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, why are they lying to us? I'm right here. I'm not far
right.
from one
because
of the
they
hospitals.
Want everybody vaccinated and somebody's
yes.
making money,
there.
Including
mass
the government.
Hysteria. Of course. And
well,
that, oh, but there's another thing. If they can force us to work from home, if they can force
right.
us to wear masks, if they can take away civil rights and human rights, if they can, then they win. I'm not saying there isn't a virus,
well,
but
even
I'm saying
education,
it isn't as bad as they
you
claim.
Know, schooling from home, it's cheaper for the public schools to have us at home. It's harder on the teachers, yes, but
yeah,
you don't
yeah.
have to provide as many programs. It's a money saver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not for the schools, it's not. The schools get paid for putting
okay, I'm having
kids
your temple hat. But put
well,
your temple hat on.
Well, the schools get paid for the
what,
federal
we're all
funding. Depending, well, the schools get paid. The districts get paid by putting kids' asses in the seat. Did you ever wonder when we were young that we missed a day of school, that the truant, remember the truant officer used to come and pick us up? Or it used to be this APB and
no.
the kids used to... Okay, maybe I'm that old school, but
you're talking
back in the day.
1930s. We're not.
You know what? I hope you get COVID.
But if they're behind a computer,
yeah,
they're considered
yeah,
present. Brian,
stop
if
it.
They're behind that computer, they're considered present. And they can make money
okay,
by
I didn't
cutting
know that.
The
I did
athletics.
Not know that. I did not know that. I did
oh,
not
yes.
know that, Angela. I did not know that. I heard what you said, too, Hotev. Back in the 1930s. I heard that.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Brian?
How did Hotep get so mad?
You sound awfully young for that age.
I,
he sounds
that's
young,
what I
but
heard.
He's an old geezer.
Yes. I've always said he's a dirty old man. Now I got
through. Oh, my God. How did we get on me? Here we go. Here's a vaccine. Pfizer
right.
says vaccine protection could only last 6 months. And it's a very disturbing thing what I heard, but I wonder if it's going to be in this story. And I don't want to say it because here's the story. If they don't mention it, I'll mention it after the story. It's only 2 minutes. Here we go. Pfizer
okay.
says vaccine protection could only last 6 months. That's what they said.
Because it's going to mutate.
It is highly effective for at least 6 months, and the study is ongoing.
It could be a lot longer than that.
Pfizer's vaccine is highly effective for at least 6 months, and the study is ongoing.
it could be a lot longer than that, but
that's the optimum word I listen to. It could be. We don't know.
Yeah.
But right now, the fact says 6 months. But we're wishing that it could be more, so we don't want you
if
not take
crossed.
It. Well, right.
I mean, don't you think it's like the flu vaccine? It has to be reinvented every year, and it's regional
exactly.
for every region. It's different.
Well, it gets worse, Angela. You're spot on. You're spot on. Oh, by the way, the update of the Capitol Police. Suspects is in custody after ramming officers with vehicles. U.S. Capitol on lockdown. No, he's probably white.
Washington Post.
Probably drove a nice car.
The Washington Post said he was shot, and that was
really
15 minutes ago.
This one says he's in custody. He might have been shot. You know, he might have been shot, but he said he's in custody. So
let him bleed to death.
I mean, it would be worse
if
he went into a
trial.
Well, it'd be worse. I mean, he just rammed the Capitol and ran over a couple of officers. Just think if he would have tried to go to a liquor store and put a fraudulent 20 down. I mean, that could be death sentence, if you know what I'm talking about.
That always bothers me when the person dies because
uh-huh.
dead men don't talk. It always bothers
yeah.
me. You know, and they have these shooters and they're dead.
Well, I mean, if it's pretty obvious he rammed the barricade and hit the officers,
right.
they had every right to shoot him. I mean, who's to
right.
say he
I'm
didn't have a gun in there?
Right.
Did they call him a terrorist? Or Americans are never
yes.
terrorists. Only
I would definitely
guys that are Muslim.
Call him a terrorist.
Good point. Good point.
I don't care what
yeah.
color, what shade of humanity he is. That guy's a terrorist.
Yeah, but they don't
or
call
woman.
Certain
Maybe
people
it was
terrorists,
a woman.
Though. The narrative is
well,
only
I
black
will.
Guys, Muslim guys are terrorists. That's the media and the government. So that we can fund trillions
That's
of dollars
stupid.
Into the war on terror.
Yeah, like all those people on, what was it, January 6th or 8th? All those people were terrorists in my book, even if they were
well,
a teenager. That
was
a teenage terrorist.
Yeah,
you know, stop cool. them while we can.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's
but
the story.
I take a hard line on that.
No, we agree with you.
Story?
Well, here's the rest of the story, but I've just cut in because I like how they try to save it. Well, it's 6 months. These are the facts. Well, it could be longer. Yeah, and I could
well,
be
Well, I found out something
yeah,
on the Johnson
yeah.
& Johnson vaccine.
Right.
They have human diploid cells in it, and that can those are harvested from aborted lungs of female fetuses. And they also use the HeLa line, too, that Oprah made that movie about Henrietta Lacks, the HeLa cells.
Yeah, the black
It looks
they
like they either... They either use HeLa cells or they use the lung tissue, the lining of the lung tissue from the aborted female fetus, which is done quite often. And that contains someone else's DNA, like you were talking about, Brian.
Right. And we're changing our whole – we're going to have a different – just think about this. We're going to have a different species of humans because I did –
It's the dumbing down of people.
Well, I did a report about 2 weeks ago where they found out they vaccinated this woman who was giving birth, and they did the test on the baby, and he tested positive for the antibody, the antibodies in the baby, so the vaccine went right into the baby. So we're going to have a different form of species, I'm guessing, in 10 years.
And the brain's still developing. Until you're age 24, especially you're in mama's womb. I mean.
Right, right.
Hey,
and
Hammer, think about this, if you don't mind my adding this. Those aborted fetuses, did the parents get a check? Because I know when I was in the hospital with my wife, they wouldn't even give us the umbilical cord. We had to fight, and we never got it.
Really?
Once they take, We said to them we wanted to bury
really
the
important.
Umbilical cord. They wanted us to get a document from a funeral director to get our own umbilical cord. The hospitals are making big money off tissue, off fetuses, off umbilical cords. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Well, it started with the stem cell research. Remember the stem cell research in the 90s, I think? And they found that there had a lot of Melissa could probably come in and comment on this one, that it had a lot of nutrients or something from the umbilical cord. And they're using it for stem cell research. So, my God, yeah.
Because it's
money.
Life-giving. It's life-giving.
Sure.
And they
sure.
retain all the umbilical cords. They sell them.
Sure. Damn, Hotev. Damn.
I'm sorry about
that's
your loss,
like...
by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about your loss, too. But that's almost like harvesting organs, man. Just a natural thing of childbirth and cutting the cord, and all of a sudden that cord is so valuable.
Because they were never a living person. They can do this.
Some of it, right? The cosmetics industry uses some of this stuff, and they take some of the pee in these porta toilets, recycle it, and extract some of the content and put it in some of the cosmetics. Our whole body is valuable.
No, I didn't know that part.
We have lost... Yeah, we have lost the rights to our body and our fuel once the medical industry gets it. I went to a dentist. I tried to get the tooth that he extracted. He said, I'm not supposed to give it to you, but here it is. Don't say anything.
Seriously?
I said, but it's my tooth. Yeah. Right,
they used to give it to you, Hotep. When I had my wisdom teeth out, they gave them to me.
Oh, okay.
They used to.
This happened to me about a year ago.
I have
them.
Because
I homeschool.
Somebody threw them out.
I want my kids to see it.
Wow. Yeah, this is getting pretty bad. We're in sci-fi. Here we go.
Yeah.
He's almost done.
Too late.
Here we go.
What are we hearing now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Same
it's
thing?
The same guy. He's going to finish the
it's
report.
Further along.
It's only a minute left, and the Pfizer says that a vaccine protection could last at least 6 months. But he's finishing his thought. Here we go.
At least for 6 months, and that's great news. Bad news, human error ruined a batch of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine during a test run at a plant not yet FDA authorized. So, no issue with doses already out there, but...
It's really quite unfortunate that about 15 million doses now are not going to be able to be used.
Apparently J&J's delivery schedule remains on track.
We have been assured that that they expect to meet those deadlines.
And the White House goal of all adults eligible by May 1 remains. Nearly one in three Americans have already had at least one dose, and if supply here in Los Angeles County meets projections...
We can expect to reach 80% vaccine coverage for people 16 and older in just 12 more weeks.
So, could be herd immunity in L.A. by July 1st, but many states are relaxing restrictions already. There will be some fans in the stands for opening day today.
Opening day is always special. This is a little more special.
Expect some bumps. Mets Nationals just postponed due to COVID cases. Meantime, March just confirmed as the busiest month of air travel since the pandemic began.
We needed to get our daughter out of the house. She's been stuck at home for so long.
But the COVID-19 death toll isn't falling much anymore. Hospitalizations are creeping up. In Michigan, average new case counts up over 50% in just a week.
Number one, we've got a high proportion of variants, and that means coronavirus spreads faster.
The national average daily case count up over 60,000 again.
Which puts you at considerable risk of rebounding up, essentially what they're seeing in Europe.
Another wave there fueled by the variants France just reintroduced at least a month-long limited lockdown. Now, in that ongoing study, Pfizer says its vaccine also appears fully effective against that worrying variant first found in South Africa. And Dr. Fauci says, listen, if Moderna or Johnson & Johnson did the same study, they would probably find similar results. It works against that variant. The message, Wolf, as always, get whichever vaccine you can get it in your arm as soon as you can.
There you go. That's the message. What they didn't tell you is, I think they did tell you that they're hoping that it's more than 6 months. Right now, the facts of it is they only studied until 6 months. They don't know if it can go past 6 months. They said they possibly can. And then they're coming out with new variants. They found new variants in New York. There's a new variant that's going nuts. And what they're saying is that a lot of these vaccines do not protect you from the new variants, and that they're going now, people are making new vaccines, and you're going to be required to have a booster if you take the Moderna. So you're going to have two shots, but then they're making a booster right now to last longer. And that's it. That's the news on that. What do you guys think? I think they have no idea what they're doing. This is a Hail Mary. This is experimental. And everybody who's taking it is a guinea pig, and they're collecting data from you. It's a big trial, big focus group. You know, usually the trials they pay you, Hotep got a point there, mm-hmm. usually the trials that they pay you, but if they vaccinate everybody, you're now all experimental data. And they're collecting it on you and seeing what happens. You're guinea pigs. That's anybody, any comments? That's what I think.
Yeah, well, here's what it is. The CDC and similar organizations are supposed to be public, funded by the
right.
public. Therefore, why aren't they creating publicly run medical research labs and institutions where we, the
mm-hmm.
public, if there's money to be made, we make it, but secondly, we would make sure that profit margins are not the top concern where the health of the person is. I have a doctor's book that they use in medical schools and in hospitals, and there isn't one natural cure in there. It's all big pharmaceutical. Money generation at our expense, and while we're distracted with some police brutality, which justifiably some of us have a right to be angry about, they're slipping through all these draconian 1984 George Orwell-type rules and legislations. If 1% of the people will die, that is a very low number. I think for Ebola, it's something like 80%. But you don't see any panic there. You don't see much love there. Car accidents, cancer, heart attack, all of that is done now. It's all about COVID-19, 20, 21, and being a slave is the new normal. I was in a meeting today and someone said, oh, this is the new normal. I said, no, this isn't.
Right.
We can counter this unless we quit. I know, this is
right.
the new normal, folks, walking around with a
yeah.
mask. Fuck you.
Yeah, what is the other reason? I mean, what is the alternative? I mean, our society cannot survive with this shut down, come up. People are afraid to talk to each other. Kids cannot go to school and then to socialize with each other. Let me tell you something. I agree with you. This is experimental. I agree. But here's reality, folks. As we get older, our immune system do get weaker. And I believe that this COVID is not going to go away. It's going to be with us for a while, like the flu, whatever. They're not in the business to cure shit. They're not interested in curing the COVID-19. There's too much money to be made from it. This is going to be with us for a while. So as long as it's going to be with us, you're going to have some form of contact of this virus. Depending on how it affects your immune system is another story. So if we know that we're going through life and we will have some kind of contact with it, what do we do? Then you say, okay, nobody takes a shot, but you don't take the shot, we're going to come down with the flu, or we can be on a ventilator. So what's the alternative?
Well, don't smoke, for one thing. Don't smoke.
Okay, well, I hear
you. If you're a smoker, stop smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm
just saying, if you want to chance it and not take the vaccine, change
right.
your lifestyle for it to be a healthier body.
But you're still going to be in some kind of form of contact with this. And I would love that all of us have some kind of immunity disorder. I'm going to use the word immunity disorder. What I mean that, whether you have asthma, whether you have bronchitis, or whether you have allergies,
mm-hmm.
I can go on and on and on. You know, very rare that we're going to have a human being that has 100%, you know, immune system, unless you're maybe 22 or maybe you're 16 to 23, maybe.
Or
we
maybe
all have,
you're just not vaccinated at all. They have a higher immunity system, by the way.
But see, that's the thing. But see, that's going against – see, they're going to use that to shut us down because you know what's going to happen, Angela, and that's going to happen two weeks from now. Vaccinated people to the right, you can go in here, you can go flying. The unvaccinated people, you know what's going to happen.
They're already talking about that. That
yeah.
you'll have
and
to have
a
vaccine passport. Exactly.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. New
they're
York.
Already discussing
yep.
federal.
Oh,
they're talking
God.
About it on a federal level.
Right.
Not only would you not be able to travel to another country,
right.
but just traveling around, they can ask to see your vaccine passport.
Exactly. And you know the test. See, I never believed those numbers when people were taking the testing. First of all, they were telling us the test is not 100%, and there's a lot of false positive, false negatives. So if you have a lot
mm-hmm.
of false positive, false negatives, and then they say, well, take the test again. What? Okay, take the test
again.
And
it's uncomfortable. Have you taken one of those tests?
No,
I have
not.
The little QT goes up to your brain. You don't
want
to do it.
Well, they were saying there was two tests. One was the P, the one with the nose, and there was another test, their throat. And they were saying that the spit test, I guess, was not really effective, so they went to the nose area. And they said they have problems with that. So I don't believe in the test. I believe the numbers were kind of forced for political reasons. I believe people were not giving you the correct numbers. We found that out in New York. We found that out in California, that these numbers are fake because it ruins the tourism. It's all about the money. So you can't believe the test.
Mm-hmm.
So now you go to the vaccine, and so now they're going to tell you, well, if you're not vaccinated, you can't fly on Delta. If you're unvaccinated, you got to sit here. What the hell can you do? What is the solution? Because I guarantee you, yeah.
Go on. I'll go next.
Well, I guarantee you that it's going to be working against the people who decide not to get vaccinated. They're going to be targeted, and you know
there's
they are.
There's one test that the man died, but he said his test was not to determine who is contagious and has COVID-19.
Right.
His test was to be used to determine if you had any of the COVID-19 in your body, not that you were sick. But he died. I read this in two separate locations, meaning what is the test? What is the test? They're leaving us ignorant when they're explaining all this stuff. You know, doctors and lawyers, they tend to, if this clause equals that clause, and like break it down plain English. Teach people what a lung is, you know, how the nose works. What's the trachea? They want us ignorant. It's like, oh, the Russians are coming. Get under the table. It's mass hysteria.
I hear what you're saying, and it's true, but I'm saying, what are you going to do? I mean, what are your options here? Because me personally believe this is not going to go away. This will be here for 3 or 4 years. It's not going to magically go away. It's going to come back in the wintertime. You're going to hear it. Uh-oh, instead of the flu, around in December, the COVID winter is here. And I predicted that they're going to have COVID flu shots and COVID pills for sinuses and COVID,
condoms.
Nostril. Yeah. You know, I think it's going to replace the cold. Instead of saying cold medicine, it'll be called COVID medicine because it's a variation of a cold. And it's going to be COVID cough syrup, COVID nasal congestion, COVID headache,
COVID
sinus
mask.
Problem. Oh, yeah. Big money. Huge money. What are you going to do, though, man? What are you going to do?
Fight back. Remember when there was prohibition on liquor? And the price of liquor shot up and people were getting killed and the cops and FBI were... Well, if we got together and said, you know what, the black-white issue, okay, the gay-straight, you know what, can we come together on one thing? That one thing is hold our medical professionals and the government accountable for failing us on COVID. Because remember, they're the ones that's supposed to know about this stuff. They all failed, but they're punishing us. Nobody was fired. They fired the whistleblowers. But everyone else kept their jobs. In most professions, if you're the security guard and people keep breaking into the building, you get fired. In politics and medicine, you keep failing the civilians and you get promoted. But if you blow the whistle, you get fired. It is crazy.
Well, it is crazy. But I ask you guys, I hear these shows, I hear these Fog Talk shows, they'll talk about relationships and so on. There's no end to it. There's no information. Guys will come on there, women are bitches, women come on, guys are assholes, and you listen to an hour of it and say, there's no solution to this. You know, I like to have some kind of solution to this, because there is none. You're damned
if you
do, you're damned if you don't.
But you're talking about the dark underbelly of the government, you know, that past the tinfoil hat, but it's here, and you can see it. But no one's talking about it, you know, and you have to be careful what you say online, you know, because some of the whistleblowers have committed suicide. Like Dr. William Thomas, he has contemplated or attempted suicide 3 times. He's the one that talked about the MMR study, saying that there's no causation correlation between MMR and vaccines. Well, he was one of the ones that did that study, and that was not the truth, especially with African-American toddlers 36 months of age and younger. I come with receipts. I like this Hotep, by the way. He's increased the IQ of the group.
Oh, really?
He supports what he says.
I learned from Hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Well, King, Hotep's taking your woman away. You're going to let him do it without a fight?
No, there's no woman.
No,
hey. I'm just saying out of kindness, you know, that I really like this. It's nice to have intelligent discourse.
Well, what am I?
It's a great show.
A retard on the show?
That's why we go.
It is a good show. It's got a lot of different types of people on there.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate Hotep.
Do you appreciate me?
I feel like somebody else left and got replaced with somebody much better, meaning Hotep. If anybody knows what I'm talking about.
I wasn't
going
to go that far, but he's sure nice to have here.
I hope you call more often.
I don't get to.
And I did.
I didn't get to get to call in. The other day I did call in and there was no show. Did you have a sick day, Brian?
Yeah, I did have a sick day. Actually, I overslept.
He tried one on the night before. That's what he's saying.
You know what I do? I do kind of prepare loosely for the show, you know, the move on and things. And sometimes I'll go everywhere to get, you know, what's the latest news. I'll find out what's trending on this. I'll do research here. By the time I'm done, I like to stay up and I watch 3 in the morning, Morning Joe. It comes on at 3 in the morning here, and I try to watch that. I fall asleep, and then I finally fall asleep around maybe 6:30. Show starts at 7. So, the other day I just said, I got to get some sleep, you know. I just needed to rest.
I got you. You need to take care of yourself.
I had to.
You don't.
Thank you.
But can I ask Melissa a question?
Sure.
Go ahead. Shoot.
Melissa, you know, I'm going through the change. I don't know if you are or if you're anywhere near that.
Uh-oh.
I had a tip.
Uh-oh.
You know that it's called estradiol.
Run, guys. Run for your life.
It's a cream. And it's really important to have reading glasses when you read the prescription. Because I thought it said twice a day, which I thought it was a little extreme. I mean, I felt like a teenager, greasy hair, broke out, all that. And it was supposed to be twice a week. So I'm just saying it's really important to read the prescription internally.
Okay. Gotcha.
So
I don't believe in anything like that for my vagina.
Well, it does help, but I took way too much for my vajayjay. Way too much.
Are you having vaginal atrophy?
I have a lot of scar tissue. I have a lot of issues, and I have lupus that's attacked that area.
Yeah.
Like they would take a part out at a time, like a fallopian tube. Like I would get a cyst, and it'd push the uterus out of the pelvis. So my plumbing, like my house, is not normal. So I don't know. I just thought I would take a moment to read your prescription. You know, because I had a very emotional week.
My children are like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. I said, just go to bed. I get a devil sound.
They don't even want to give women estrogen anymore, as a rule.
Oh, they give a lot to me, pills and creams. But it's
mostly because
of my lupus.
Heart disease. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Upon that these days. Yeah.
Yeah, twice a day I was giving myself that. Mm-mm-mm.
Did you know they make Premarin with horse urine?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, what do you think of all this?
Pregnant mares.
Brian thinks of all this?
I checked out the change. It's a difficult thing, guys. Let me ask you, do you have, like, vagina dryness?
She's using it I get what she's doing.
No.
For
because
a variety
it's
of reasons.
Okay, well,
it's affecting
and do you
her
have,
all over.
Do you have the titty sweats, like a lot of sweat underneath your breasts and everything?
I don't sweat at night. I've heard about that,
you know,
the night sweats with the change.
Right.
I have not gotten that, thank God. Knock on wood.
Right.
I don't have any wood knock on.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you hiding? you're hot and cold and everything. Okay, let's look at the men.
No.
Okay, now we heard the sexy thing about Angela. Okay, men start fighting over her, and we have King. We have old Jeff. Start fighting over her. There
you
go.
Ready?
Let's fight over this. Menopausal.
Nobody's going to fight over this.
For the thousands in attendance.
No.
And the millions watching around the world.
Yeah, baby.
From the capital city of the United States of America.
And we got
Washington, D.C.
We got Hotep in this corner. We got King in this corner.
Ding,
ding. Let's get ready to rumble!
That's right,
ding,
baby.
Ding, 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 round one.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
Did this shit kill it? This shit kill it?
Wow. No, I really no. On a serious note, I had a girlfriend who went through that at 36, and I thought you're supposed to go through that at later. At 36, she went through the menopause, and that shit lasts. I mean, that shit lasts like a year, right? It doesn't. It's not like 3 weeks.
No,
more than a year, I think.
Yeah.
I did get hot and cold when they took out my right ovary. I had
that's another
early,
nugget.
Early stuff.
Get ready to fight for this, man. Yeah. Yeah. We got to get her before they take out the uterus. All right, on the table. Here we go.
Well, I had ovarian cancer. They wanted to take out the whole
nugget.
Playground.
Woohoo! We're going to win this price.
So I wanted to keep my playground. I thought I wanted another child. What was I thinking?
I know. You know, but on a serious note, that is no
I'm
joke.
I'm tough,
man.
Though, Brian.
That's no joke.
I had cancer while I was pregnant.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
24-7, that those mood swings. You can't get cold enough. You can't get hot enough. I mean, one minute you're cold, another minute you're hot. You're uncomfortable. You're irritable.
I did go through that, but it was a couple of years ago. I remember driving my kids crazy because I would go to the freezer and just put my head in there or whatever I could fit in there.
Melt on the ice cream.
Okay.
No, not ice cream, but like I would take a cold shower. I'd done that before.
Really?
That's probably TMI, all this.
This is actually education. This is health.
Yeah,
so they
it
actually
is.
Call it,
because women
they
go through the change at any point in their life.
Right. They actually call it menopause for that reason. I mean, how are you with you have no interest in closeness or intimacy, or it's like, get the fuck away from me or I kill you. I'm going to George Floyd you.
Well, I'm really into politics. You know, a relationship is very...
Too soon?
It's a stumbling block.
All right, let's get back. Here we go. This is just off the wire. No, that's not it. Hold on. I got some new... Okay, 43 minutes
ago. Did they find the name? Is he white? He's white.
Who?
He might be a little Asian. I don't know.
Who?
Not little Asian, but just the guy who rammed into the two officers of the
Asian?
U.S. Capitol.
You,
well, like
why
a, you
would
know,
you even put little
so
in front
bad.
Of
a,
what the?
Why is he white with
on?
A little Asian?
A guy that? A
just
little
like
Asian?
White with a little Sub-Saharan Africa, you know. That's what I meant. And I was like, oh, my God, that sounded so bad as soon as I said
it. Yeah, it did.
But that's not my intention, so I'm going to clear it up, you know.
Yeah, I think so. It's like you're making a human. It's like, you know, we put a little Asian
well,
here.
Well, you know it's a white dude. It's got to be.
But
they'll
no
have
black
some
man,
minority
no black
in
man
him.
Is getting in the
and
car
they'll blame
and
it on that, though.
No
he's
black
all
man
white.
Or Latino person is going to damage their car. Trust me. Trust me.
Maybe it wasn't his car. Maybe he stole the car.
Ooh. You know what? That's a good possibility because of what they did. All right. Here's the news.
He's a terrorist.
I got it here. Could be. It's probably hard not to spot him. He's probably wearing a Trump hat in USA. 43 minutes ago, this is the update on the AstraZeneca. You're not going to like it. 43 minutes ago, COVID, 7 deaths reported in Oxford. That's where the AstraZeneca is made in Oxford. So far, 43 minutes ago. Further cases of rare blood clotting syndrome, including 7 deaths, have been reported among recipients of the AstraZeneca shot in the UK. Although experts say the numbers remain low and the benefits of the vaccine far outweighs any risk, that's what they say. They're quick to say that, right? Although the medicines and healthcare products, it gives it a yellow card. It has suspected side effects or other concerns about the medication. According to the latest figures from the MHRA, there have been 22 reports of blood clot in the brain. They're called, here's where I need my Melissa. Who cares what it's called? That's why I'm reading the medical report. You don't need that word. Basically, it gets it. Yeah, I'm doing a reading.
What does it mean?
You don't need that
just
word.
Just toss that out.
That word.
Toss that word out.
Cerebral, venous,
hemorrhage?
Sinus. This is V-N-O-U-S. Venous, sinus. That's what's the problem. Blah blah blah. Meaning that it's in your brain.
Scully.
Trust me, I'm transporting.
Probably
it's
because
brain.
It enlarges the vessels. Well, venous.
Yeah.
That would have to do with something with the veins, so it's probably
right.
But he said
right.
Inflamed.
Right.
Okay.
Cerebral. Venous.
Yeah.
Sinus. Thrombophobus.
What are you going to do, Brian? Are you going to get
Melissa.
The shot or?
You know what? It's scaring the fuck out of me. This is
I
just
told
happened.
You,
okay,
30
which
do it.
I know, Melissa. I know. I'm hearing you.
Well,
made
why
don't
you
commitment.
Postpone your shot?
No,
call
no,
them and
no,
cancel your
Cindy,
appointment.
No, no. Cindy is convinced. My girlfriend is convinced that we must take
okay,
it.
Okay, this is
I
what
mean,
she
did. Already in her.
She's not listening, right? She's not listening,
no,
right?
No, no, no. She's adamant.
Okay.
That this is the.
Okay, you take yeah. your temperature. Make sure
right.
to warm up the thermometer to where it says 101, you know, just like, oh, I don't feel good. Because you're not supposed to get a vaccine
right,
if you've had
if you
a fever
have.
in the last 72 hours if you've had a fever.
Right.
So if you're wanting to avoid it and you're worried about your better half,
I know.
That's
she's
what I would do.
She is convinced.
But
tell her, you know,
she
I got
vaccine?
This fever. Try to throw up tonight, too.
Does she have the vaccine yet?
No, we have our appointments together. We have our
then
appointments together
tomorrow.
Then if
she gets it done separately, she'll be okay. So she's
see,
protected.
That's the thing. We won't. We're going to be – it's one of
why?
Those drive-thrus. We'll be in a car, and they come
are
to the
you
car.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you
now
at
that,
all.
That happens in many cities.
Sure.
I know, but I think it's so tacky.
I know.
Well,
we'll be,
I mean
she, –
it's one way to get people to get the shot.
Right, right. And we'll be in
the
car.
I have a very deep foreboding feeling about this vaccine.
I do too, Melissa. I
and we
really
are
so
not
throw up tonight and
it.
Take your temperature.
Yeah.
Do anything
okay,
to give yourself
this isn't
a temperature.
This isn't
going to
be the end, right, of
don't
what.
Because all you have to do is tell
bodies.
Them.
Yeah.
All you have to do is tell them I threw up last night, I feel feverish,
right.
I took my temperature. Do you think we'll
really?
Be okay? Of course, they have to say no by law.
It would stall. It would only stall it for a couple of days, and then again, she's adamant that we take it. Melissa, what did you say? You think it's going to be the end? What are you saying?
No, I think that the end results. We're not. This just started, and we're going to see some really sick people.
Well, I'll be live on the air. I'll be one of the people who take it, so you can monitor me if my tongues start to go numb. And I know I'm reading this report. I am not doing a bit here.
I don't
here.
Want anything to happen to you. If you don't
thank
feel comfortable
sir.
With it,
right.
you should not do it. If you have some type of serious, what's the word, Melissa? If you have some doubt, some serious doubt.
Apprehension?
Yeah.
Not
I don't
just
know.
Apprehension,
yeah.
but doubt based in fact.
Well,
and
do.
It sounds like
yes,
you are
I
concerned.
I,
and I would just call
so.
Ahead. I've been sick to my stomach. You know, I've got a little
it,
bit of
it
fever.
It will only delay the
well,
inevitable.
I have a problem.
Yeah, it would
well,
only delay
at least
the
for
inevitable.
Now.
No.
At least
it
for
only.
Now.
I would never make somebody that I love do something that they didn't want to do. I would never do
that. Obviously, she's afraid that he'll get real sick if he doesn't get the vaccine.
Right. She's afraid.
And so she's doing this out of love.
Yes, she is.
Well, can
I
add this, please, that I want to just briefly mention patents again. The U.S.
Mm-hmm.
government owns over a portion or all of 30,000 patents that have to do with the medical industry. In the global market, the vaccine market about a year ago was about $52 billion. This is not counting the U.S. government's involvement in patents that are not vaccine-related but that are medical. So we have to ask ourselves, when we're paying for medicines, if we, the public, are the taxpayers, why are we not getting a portion of the patents that we should own? Where is that money going? In other words, I think if we follow the money, we start to see the
CDC. And then the CDC chiefs funnel it off. You remember that one CDC, DC? The FBI was after him because he was funneling money to, like, Switzerland and Denmark.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. I know his name.
Man.
Well,
and he owns a patent to the MMR, I believe.
You know, and they're changing. The CDC is changing their minds all the time. Yesterday, Jillian has like a ride service because she's a single parent, and this was to take the baby, the youngest baby, to have his hips, an ultrasound done on his hips, right? So the driver shows up, and there's a person in the front. And she called, and she said, I'm not taking my baby and myself in a car with another person that I don't know.
Right.
And they said, well, the CDC said this is fine now for ride services. And I thought, you motherfuckers, excuse my language, but it's every day.
Right.
Well, you got to remember the CDC is run by the federal government. It's a part of the administration, a Biden administration,
it's a federal
Trump administration.
Agency.
And you know,
but it's like, you don't go in a grocery store and not, you know, get too close to somebody or whatever. But you can, you know, do ride services and have a person in the car. You don't know. They've changed the rules again.
And think about this. These masks are supposed to protect us and catch a lot of the germs, right? Do you all see masks all over the floor in the street? Do you see anyone in a hazmat suit picking them up saying, step away, danger?
No.
Right.
Will Wallace in danger.
I don't see any in my community.
Right.
I really don't. I don't see them all over the place.
I have a photographer friend, and he goes around and he just takes pictures of masks that have been thrown away in the gutter and the parking lot. It's been very interesting. Yep. He's done it for months.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, they say the air kills it too, so, you know. But I don't see police.
What is it, though? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What is it?
You know, they don't know, Melissa. They don't know. And it's like...
That's what bothers me.
Exactly.
That's what bothers me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But then I keep asking you guys, what's the alternative? Because you will be punished if you don't.
Well, Hotep gave you some
alternatives. Yeah.
What's the alternative?
Is a publicly run and funded research science facility for investigating germs, pathogens, viruses, et cetera, for creating treatments, but also for involving holistic researchers.
Absolutely.
Who would not be, and I was not just big pharmaceutical synthetic drugs, but natural cures. We're on a planet that brought us to life. You're telling me we can't find anything on the planet to cure anything anymore, not an apple, not an orange, not ginkgo biloba. It's all got to be a $100 pill.
Honey,
that's patented, right?
Honey is very good at an antibiotic.
Let food be thy medicine, right? And nobody does that.
There's
no
money in it for the government.
No money.
There's no money in it for the government. That's why, remember, they tried it. That's why it took so long for them to legalize weed, because there was no money. All of a sudden, weed was a legal drug. Then the government found out that they could monetize it. And now it's like legal weed. But before it was even legal, they even slipped by this little thing like, okay, medical marijuana is okay, but it's not legal. You see how they do this. There is a thing. Wait, hold on one second. I want you to hear. Cindy, we're talking about
Biden.
I was telling everybody about we're taking our shot.
A public sentiment against vilifying marijuana had turned so much that I don't think the government could have gotten away with it anymore. So
not even
they decided to make it legal.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you. But you're not even... Okay. But you're adamant.
Uh-oh. She heard me.
Yeah. And there you go. There
it's
you go.
It's
there, there's no room. There's no room. She just said it. I want to see my mom. She, her mother's a older person, and she feels comfortable. She doesn't feel comfortable not...
Well, how about this? The first shot seems to be not so bad. You
right.
can see if that works, and then
right.
discuss what to do about the second shot, because that's 2 weeks
well,
out from the first shot.
It's inevitable.
Make sure you
it.
Wait at least 2 weeks for the second shot.
If it had been you or I, we would have been dead.
We would have been dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seeing what Johnny went through.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. No, we're going to take it.
And if you
okay.
smoke, it might be better to take the
That's what I'm a little worried about, too. That's what I'm worried about, too. Well, here's the thing, the latest thing, as I was reading it 43 minutes ago, I am not going to take the AstraZeneca. There's no way in hell. We're taking the Moderna, right? The Moderna?
Moderna.
That's what it's at. Okay. But I'm not taking it.
Yeah,
so
don't
the
take the Johnson & Johnson.
Huh?
That one's not even available.
What, AstraZeneca?
Yes.
Well, what about the Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson? Would you take that?
Well, whatever he
no,
takes.
No, don't take that one. No, not
those
that one.
Those, you're saying not that one? Why? What's going on with Johnson & Johnson?
No, because it has human diploid cells in it. If you're truly concerned about DNA, that one's packed with it.
Okay.
Oh, his is already wrecked. He's okay.
Okay. We're fine.
All the things you've done, that's
well,
true.
Is ready to bury me.
But, and
he's
I
okay.
checked Moderna. Moderna does not have thimerosal in it at any point
okay.
of the production. So that makes a little bit more safe.
Yeah.
Did you like
that's
that?
What we're taking. Melissa, I mean,
yeah.
Cindy sent a message to you, Melissa. I thought she liked me. I go, uh-uh, not anymore.
Oh, I do. I do. I think
no,
it's a great
just concerned.
Whatever you guys feel.
Yeah,
I'm
one of these people. I'm going to take it. I'm not going to think much about it. I'm reading it. I like to read up on it. I like to know
and
what to
And it's mostly women, Brian. It's mostly
yeah, it
women
is,
that
it
have
is,
problems with
that.
The second
it
shot.
Is.
So let's
right.
be concerned about her.
Right. And that's
always
a
us,
reason.
Isn't it? Us and black mm-hmm. people, women and black people. We're always paying.
Women and black
mm-hmm.
people.
We're always paying.
And
plus
people.
Our diet. It's
oh,
our diet.
Oh.
We don't see the doctor enough.
Oh, gosh.
Well,
no, they don't listen to their patients. That's what happens.
They don't, yeah.
You know it's true.
Well, according to the – no, they don't. According to the EMA, by 22nd of March, it had received reports 14 deaths relating to unusual blood clots in the recipients
yeah.
of the jab, along with associated CVST – with more than 9 point, I don't know what CVST is, but
me either.
Well,
you're
here
getting
we go
the shot
DH.
Tomorrow,
right? They had
CVST,
suspended the.
You have Tylenol.
Yeah.
Do you have Tylenol?
Do I have Tylenol? Yeah, I got Tylenol. I'm ready for
Take
it.
Take Tylenol
you know,
before you get that shot.
I don't. Why?
Women always do that with their babies before
really?
They get a
is
shot.
Is that what you do? That's
mm-hmm.
what you do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it
helps the infant or toddler not be so sore. If you
yeah.
are well, sore, take Tylenol afterwards.
Right.
Well, take
I'm
it
just
before and after.
You're better off before. Take it
thank
before.
You for the tip. Thank you for
well,
the tip.
Both.
So as you guys, when the clock hits around 10, 11, 12, 10,
I'm
1:40.
I'm going to pray for you tonight.
Well,
you'll be fine.
Just
you're
like me and your
that's
brother.
The last words with everybody.
You're
going
to
be
feel
fine.
Peaceful.
Hey, Hammer,
peaceful.
Put me in your will, bro. Peace and
I
love.
Will.
Yeah,
show
what do we get?
Love. I want
we
the
get
call.
The show if you don't make it?
We get the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we get the show.
Melissa?
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
this
Does
is
Melissa
an honor.
Get it?
Leave it to me.
Dilly departed, Hammer. What's up, my dog? We taking over.
No, I'm being serious. Would you give the show to Melissa? You need to write something out beforehand.
Yeah, it's real, Hammer. Come on.
Yeah.
In the wedding.
Say it right
and
now.
King.
That will be
he
binding.
He wouldn't give it to me. He wouldn't
oh,
give it to
why
me.
Why not?
I'll
get
it
first.
I'll get a piece of everybody.
You show up every
Hotep
day, don't you?
Hotep got Monday. King got Tuesday.
Pretty
Melinda got Wednesday and Thursday.
You know. I'll just call that person.
Once a month.
Yeah, the graveyard shift.
With a blunt.
Julian got this coolest little thing for Oliver for Easter. And it's
kind of an alternative
to candy, but they're eggs, and they're like real eggs, but he breaks them, and there's all glitter inside.
Oh, Melissa, speaking of
eggs,
I need your help. This
not
is
on
like
carpet,
off,
though.
This is like off script. Hmm? It's spring. The birds are building their nests. I went outside, and there's an egg right there in a driveway. An egg. Now, I'm hoping that it was an egg from, you know, Easter. Maybe the guy, you know, left and an egg fell, but I don't think so because I looked closely at the egg and there's a little chip to it. So I'm thinking it fell from the nest. So it's just laying there in the driveway.
Someone gave you a baby. How sweet.
Yeah,
bring it in and sit on it.
Oh, gosh.
You know what? You guys are just mean. Just mean. That's the only way a chick can come up my ass.
I think I'm gonna go for a massage. Should I go for a massage?
No, but
this is
an egg. What do you do? Do you bring
it
in?
Leave
it
alone.
Do
it's
you...
cold and it's dead. Cold and dead.
Really? That's it.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
Oh.
You take it to a vet, right?
You take it to a vet. It'll cost me $150 for an egg.
Oh, they'll charge you. Well, then take it to a Chinese restaurant. What the heck? They'll throw it in.
Ew.
Oh, jeez.
Just throw it away, Brian.
How cold you guys are.
I live in the woods. That's what I would do.
Here we go. We have, so there you go. I think that was it. I know, Melissa, what time is it? Here's a little bit.
2:50.
I made a promise to a very lovely lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got on late today. I was watching the Floyd thing today, and they had a cop on. And he was a lieutenant, and he was one of the people who said it was disgusting what they did to him. I don't know how this son of a bitch is going to get off, and I got a feeling he will. But, I got a feeling too. But hearing this testimony, I just don't know how this son of a bitch is going to make it.
In opening arguments, the prosecution made a bad mistake when he described how many seconds that the knee was on George Floyd, and he was incorrect. And everyone said, how can you trust someone that cannot even get the time correct? They're going to use that to, what do they call it? It's when you make the other person look bad, not trustable.
Yeah, I hear you.
But that's basically all they have.
Now, this is a vote here. Lovely Laverne is waiting here. I teased it with the Tina Turner story. It was a horrible story. I'll give it 10 minutes because I did. But the Matt Gaetz case, man, you guys are familiar what's going on with Matt Gaetz. Anyone, you know, this is a congressman who says that he's been extorted, and then there's rumors that he was with a
17-year-old.
This is getting more, and then there's the paper trail.
And he showed pictures on the House floor to his representatives.
Yeah.
Of the women that he's been with. I mean, how stupid can you be to show evidence around? You're going to get caught.
Well, Trump used to do that all the time.
Well, eventually, Trump's going to get caught. Eventually.
But is
in
that
my
enough,
opinion.
Is that enough that, right now they said, he's showing nude pictures of women he had conquest with on the Senate floor, off of the phone. He's 38. Remember the kind of culture that these 38 years old, these millennial
he's
culture.
Married.
Is he married? I thought he was single.
I didn't think he was single. Well, maybe he got a divorce.
Let me see.
My understanding is there had been a marriage. I need to double check that.
But is that really bad that a man shows pictures of naked women that he's been with? I mean, I don't like the guy.
Somebody sounds guilty, but I'm not calling no names.
I'm just saying.
Come on. I'm
out of
the
way. I mean, he does that in the open.
And you're giving back those pictures.
What is he telling people? I use this one. Do you want her? I mean, that's probably what he's saying.
Oh, wait, okay, wait. No, I'll go to King for it. King, if I had some naked picture, I'd go, hey, King, you and I are together. You come to California. King, check this out. Would you look at my phone if I showed you a naked picture of a woman I just banged about maybe half an hour ago? Would you? King.
It's going to take me
King
a second
to unmute
right his
now.
Mic. But let's say that you're at court. You got a court date because you were speeding. You're not going to show someone these pictures in open court. It's kind of like the same analogy. You know, it's just
come on.
Dumb. It's dumb.
I mean, you're ignoring how life works on the web. I mean, it's not a day that goes by that some women, if they're not on there, that they're going to get a dick pic. Or if some guy is halfway in a relationship, that she's going to send him her body pic. It's just the way it is now.
It's the person's choice, though, meaning
Melissa.
If you're with someone and you shoot a naked picture of them, it isn't right to send out their picture. But if they want to be butt naked and send their picture, that's their right. But it's not my right to, you know, shoot my wife and send it to Hammer.
See, he's
and drive him crazy with her beautiful body. It's never happening, bro. Forget it. Come on. I know where you're going with this.
Body. I have a question for Melissa.
I will take her beautiful body
Melissa
and worship it like the rest of the pictures I will do. Yeah, go ahead.
Melissa, do you get a dick pic every day?
Right.
Oh, no.
See, Brian?
Do you?
Not every woman gets a dick pic every day. Just because you send yours out, just no.
Oh, Jesus. Why are you saying me? How dare you?
No.
You told everybody.
I use a standing dick. It was a stunt dick. They're sending this guy.
Standing dick.
Paid me. I stood in for him.
Send in the stunt dick. I'm not crazy.
The fluff dick.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, my daughter and I had this discussion a few days ago. I said,
did you really?
How do you feel about those pics? I said, if anybody sends you them and you're not comfortable, let Dad know. I'll deal with them. So, Hammer, just warning you.
How old is she?
Oh, my God. It goes on.
How old is your daughter?
She's 19.
Oh, God, please don't let anybody send those to her.
Oh, no, she's 19. She's got to receive them.
We'll all come after them.
I mean, I'm thinking if you're in college,
I'll make your life hell.
Yeah, if you're in college, I mean, you guys remember the college experience, you know, the party and all this thing. Come on. I mean, but is it so bad?
Bible study.
I agree.
When I went to college, we had Bible studies.
Who goes to college for Bible studies? What kind of college did you go to? Brigham Young?
A Christian, she's
like, what kind of crap is that?
University. A Christian university. Where spirituality mattered.
Yeah, you probably gave some Oral Roberts.
Okay. No.
Now you're being
I didn't like Oral Roberts. I would have to wear a shirt every day. That's why I considered ORU. I want you to know I considered it. But I'd have to wear a shirt every day. And I liked wearing pants.
Why did you consider Falwell's College then if you were thinking about ORU,
no.
Which is Oral Roberts
no,
University?
No, I've gone to ORU to consider it. But the skirt thing, that really drove me up the wall.
Yeah. Well, you got to
dress
appropriately.
Yeah, as long as what you're wearing is conservative, you know, and not like tight leather pants, you know, what was the harm?
Well,
so,
I promise it's very... I know. I promised a very lovely lady, I'm going to keep her anonymous, Laverne, because she wanted to hear Tina Turner's thing. Did you guys, you know, right now, Tina Turner, she has a play out about her life, and she just did a movie, a documentary on HBO Max. I saw it a little bit. It was kind of okay. But the real documentary that I found, did you know that she had a couple of strokes and mental illness and stuff like that going on with her?
I knew she had a stroke.
Mental illness, I knew, but I didn't know about the strokes.
I didn't know that. What sort of mental illness?
I don't know. I got it here, and we're going to play it. And I thought I
want to say bipolar.
Really?
There was a lot of anxiety with it.
Well, she has three. I didn't know she had three kids. One she had with a jazz player, and the other two, I think, is from Ike, Those are the kids that she had.
Four kids.
And which didn't make sense at all, because when she met Ike, she was 16, 17 maybe.
She married him.
Yeah, I know, but how, and knowing who Ike is, how did she have a kid by one of the saxophone player if she was with Ike? See,
okay.
I don't know.
Let me look. Look.
Yeah. But I'm going to play
it. Go. I wish you well tomorrow, and Cindy also.
Happy
Easter, Angela. I need to go mow the yard.
Happy Easter,
and I'll tell you my story. Oh, happy Easter to you, too. I'll have to tell you about my story of calculus next. It's very sad. Very, very sad.
Well, give me the headlines, because I got to look for Tina. Go ahead. Tell me about it. Now, tell us about it really quickly. Give us a headline.
Well, you know how I was tutoring my son for calculus? I've been away for almost a month now. Guess who hasn't done well in calculus?
Yes, son?
Yeah. I took him out to dinner a couple days ago in a different city. He goes, well, you know, after he'd ordered his food and got his food, well, I got something to tell you. I said, what's that? I dropped calculus. My fork dropped to the plate. It was not a good moment. Not a good moment.
Oh,
he just had to get another tutor. Would it have killed him to get another tutor? No. So he has to retake it next semester. I don't want to go through all that agony. I do not want to go through all that agony.
I hear
so
you.
That's my story about calculus.
Wow. Well, you need to get laid.
That's a big jump from calculus to get laid.
That's my answer to everything.
What?
Oh, that's just a magic.
You were talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely praying for your...
Well, you don't need calculus. You need some calculus. You need some calculus. You know what I'm saying?
No. No. No.
That's what you need.
You will respect my boundary and leave my vagina alone. And I've talked enough about my vagina today. I'll squirt some of that estrogen down your throat.
What did you say? Wow.
I'll squirt some of that estrogen down your throat.
Oh, my. Oh no, no, no. Ooh. All right. You were respecting.
You'll be all.
No, respect my boundaries.
Boundaries
and
leave my vagina alone. Oh, that should be that should be a bumper
a
sticker,
meme.
Right?
I'm telling you, I like that. Yeah.
It should be. You were respecting
my
boundaries.
I have my boundaries. Politics?
Yeah, when did you build this wall? All right, here's Tina Turner. It's only 6 minutes.
Long time ago. Let's go, right. Tina.
Tina. All right, I will respect your vagina and cross over your boundaries. How's that? Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. This is for you, Laverne. This is for you, because I know you're waiting to see it. And Tina Turner, everybody. So the last one you see on HBO and Cinemax, she's still in good health, but this is Tina now. This was in November of 2019. 6 minutes. Here you go.
And you're getting married. Beautiful wedding. Starts actually in this hotel. It's been forward a couple of decades. And you're getting married. Beautiful wedding. Starts actually in this hotel. And you go back to your house, Lake Zurich, not far from here. And then a series of revelations happen. You feel a bit weird on your wedding day. A bit tired.
I have an old pain, which they still haven't found out what it is, in my chest. I think what it is, it's a cramp in the same one you get from the fingers and the toes and the muscle.
And then you had a stroke.
Then it was a stroke that came because, I don't know why the stroke was. I think I had overdone something some kind of way. But I went to hospital to find out what this cramping sensation was. And they put me on the table for MRI, we called it. And they said the blood pressure went up. Huh. And I said, oh, it's always up, you know, because I always had high blood pressure. And I think that's what caused it, because afterwards I felt not good after the treatment of, you know, trying to check me, say, well, I don't see anything except the blood pressure went up.
Yeah.
And after that, I went on the honeymoon, didn't come back. After that, we came back, and we were going to go to another trip, one of those other trips with a group of friends. And I woke up, and I said to Urban, I can't go. I can't talk. Urban called the doctor, and he said, bring her in, give her an aspirin, and we'll see.
How scared were you?
Not scared at all. I just wondered why I couldn't talk. I just thought he'd come back something, you know. And so he took me in. Immediately they took me in and say, a little, it's a mild stroke from the back of the head. Mm-hmm. And then they took me down in the room and I didn't believe it. I saw a stroke like that. They left the room. Flop, hit the floor. The whole right side was gone.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, what have I done? I really have had something because I can't move. It took me really what seemed like an hour to get up, because then I learned how to get up when you're down and up,
right,
not holding on to something. So then when I got up, I sat in it, and I thought, well, so until I learn what this is, this stroke that they say I have, obviously I do, and then they started the therapy of writing with the right hand, all of that was gone.
Is all the right side was gone?
The whole right side. But the talking was better than
okay.
in the morning
yeah.
when I said, I'm happy that went. But then I had to will myself to walk, to make the leg walk, not...
Yeah.
That. So then I used all of my willpower I wanted to get back like I was. I didn't believe, you know, I thought I was the ultimate person to fix things.
Right.
So they said, well, how you do that? Don't give in to it. It will come back. It was a mild stroke. It wasn't a heavy one. You
and
know.
You were 73 at the time?
At the time, yes.
And did it affect your singing at all?
Well, I had
obviously when you couldn't speak, but once your speech came back, was your voice still there?
You know, actually, I had retired. I haven't actually tried to sing since, but I'm sure I can. Oh, yes, it's still there. No, I think I can still sing. But it does affect the singing, doesn't it?
I would have thought, yeah.
I would have thought.
Yeah.
But
I've never been able to sing.
I was going to ask you next, can you sing? No, I think I can sing. The talking is the same, except I think I don't talk as quite as quick.
Right, okay. And you can't sign, you say, you can't autograph now.
Yeah, the handwriting became better. I can walk. Sometimes I feel something on that side. You might notice the face is a bit fuller. On that side is where it affected mostly this side.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So the face became bigger, the handwriting. I corrected all of that. So with a little makeup, you don't notice the face change.
Right.
You're supposed to say yes, Tina, you're right.
You don't. You look fantastic. What can I tell you, honestly? But that's the beginning of this story.
That was the beginning of this story.
So it starts with this high, high moment. You're in love with this man. You couldn't believe it's happened to you. You get married. You're in your early 70s, you've stopped showbiz, you've retired, you're about to enjoy yourself, you have a stroke, and then... Yeah.
So then they said, only one of your kidneys are functioning. So I said, well, so what happens? He says, if you don't maintain, if you don't do what we recommend, you will probably die. So I said, well, at this time, I felt like... I'm late 70s. My mother died at 84. My sister died at 74. I thought maybe this was my time.
Mm.
So he said, no. We can do something about it. He said, there's a machine downstairs. I said, oh, no, I'm not living on a machine.
Dialysis, right?
So we went downstairs, yes, and there was this machine standing there, and I realized that I would have to use this machine if I decided to live. And I said, oh, no, I'm not living on a machine. That's not a quality of life. They said, no. What it will do is provide you with a cleanser for the body until we find a kidney for you. Irvin said to the doctors, can I give her one of mine, something similar to this? I wasn't there. And then he found out that he doesn't need two kidneys. So then he came to me and said, Tina, you don't have to make this decision now. I can give you one of my kidneys. I said, oh, Irvin, you're young. I'm already older. it's okay. You just get used to me not being here. Oh, no, he didn't want that. So then he talked me into him taking on one kidney. So I said, well, no, I have to talk to the doctors. And then I talked to them about Irvin and what will happen to him because he was still quite young. Mm. And I did feel like I was older. I was already in my 70s. So why should I take the kidneys from a young man and let him finish his life? That's what I felt like.
Mm.
And he said, no, my life is fine how it is. I'll give you one of my kidneys. And so, two people.
Do you sometimes?
Now, that was it. But I'm going to tell you something. That's not a small stroke. If you want to see it, it's only 6 minutes. It's called Tina Turner About Sickness, Singing, Love and Death, 2018 by BBC. You can go on YouTube. That is no small stroke. She looks like the Joker. And it's one of those things that when she talks, you know how the tongue comes out of the mouth and kind of wets the lips and everything, you know, like a lizard kind of mouth kind of thing. And she...
I would have hated to have been in school with you. You would have teased me all day.
You would have. She's 81 years old, you guys.
On the Capitol.
Like, the lizard tongue, you know, when it dribbles on the floor. And she looks like...
Hey, lizard.
Hammer.
Yeah, I would have. Yes.
Hammer, I have an update on the Capitol.
Okay.
One of the officers has succumbed to his injuries. Suspect, after he hit them, emerged from the car wielding a knife, and he is now also dead. So there's only an officer left standing. Yeah, it's good for that they don't have to go through a court trial.
Right. Did they describe who the person was?
No, they have the. If you go to the AP, it will tell you the identity has not yet been released.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was 14 minutes ago that it was updated.
Huh. You know, it was very interesting.
I told you, he probably had something in the car.
Oh, yeah. There was another shooting. What was it? Just a recent one. But it was a person from the Middle East. And they described him, though, as a white man.
He could be a white man from the Middle East.
It was the last big major shooting. Help me out here.
Was it the mall one recently?
I think so. No. It was the massage, the Asian massage one.
Oh.
I think it was the Asian massage one.
Oh, he was from the Middle East. Okay.
Right, but they described him as a white man.
Maybe he was a white man from the Middle East.
Well, you know what? You're right, because they could have changed. He could have went into Mecca and changed his name to another name, I guess.
Or he could have been born there. Who knows?
Muhammad Ali did, right? When his real name was Cassius
Clay.
He was Cassius Clay. Right.
They used to have that magazine from life.
Okay. Well, you know the good thing about it, Hoteb and everybody, they did not go with the Middle Eastern terror thing. Trump would have went there, but they didn't. They stuck right to white man kills people at Asian. It was more of the Asian hate. They could have went to the terrorist aspect because he was, you know, the name, but they didn't do it. So maybe that's progress, right? Maybe that's progress.
But by the way, I'm looking at him. He looks like a white guy.
He does, doesn't
Atlanta
he?
Atlanta spa shooting.
Right. He does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like some guy from Oregon or something, you know? He does look like a white. But look
or
at his
name.
Or
from the hills of Arkansas.
Exactly. Yeah. But look at his name. You'd be surprised.
Well, people convert to religions and change their names.
That's what I'm thinking.
And he could have been born there. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, he could have been born there, too. Yeah.
Right.
But he's not what we consider Middle Eastern, what we would typically see. That's like, you know.
The stereotype.
Looking at him, yeah. He's definitely not of the 99.9% you would see in the Middle East.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, before,
like if you go to China and you see a black guy, that's not typical, you know.
Biden, President Biden's being so mean to Iran. I'm kind of peeved about that, but we can talk about that another day.
He's being mean to Iran? Wow.
Mm-hmm. See, I told you he wasn't nice. You know, he's firing people that have used weed on his staff. You know, he's hardcore on drugs.
Well, no. I heard
even
that,
if you've used it in the last 15 years, you got the axe.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, remember,
he
signed the crime bill. You know, he's just stuck in his ways. He doesn't like weed.
Yeah, I know.
We're in trouble.
Well, look at the alternative. What would be the alternative?
What do you mean, alternative?
Trump, yeah.
Trump is better than Biden in some areas, at least for criminal reform. At least he got some stuff done. We won't see that with this president.
I don't know.
Are you in shock?
You know, but you know, you're absolutely right, though, on that point as well, because I know a lot of people who know some people who have served time, and Trump, and they went to a Trump supporter because he let them out of jail. He said, okay.
Well, it's true.
You know,
he did a lot of criminal reform. He got a lot of people released, and we're not talking about one or two. We're talking across the states.
But is this Trump, or is it just a sign of the times? Just like weed being legalized slowly, the public sentiment turns against the prison industrial system, et cetera, and whoever is in power benefits from that and gets credit. I think a Democrat would have done the same thing.
Hmm. He is a Democrat. Are you talking about Biden or referring to? Okay, I think I get it now.
No, I'm talking about your point about Trump and the prison reform. That prison reform would have occurred whether Trump had won, Biden had won, or Santa Claus. Sometimes the American public gets a certain sentiment, and when the majority of people want it, whether Republican and or Democrat, the president and the party are smart.
But Biden is putting his heels in. He does not want prison reform in any way, shape, or form. He's being hard on drugs, especially at the White House, regarding marijuana. And I was saying this the whole time, you know, when people were voting for Biden to be the presidential nominee, you're making a mistake.
Again, what was your alternative? You're going to keep Trump in office? Is that what you want?
No.
Well,
I mean, even Bernie Sanders would have been better.
Oh, no.
Bernie Sanders would have been better than Biden. At the end of 4 years, everybody will be saying that.
No, let me tell you.
Bernie would have been better. Yes, I agree.
But no, he wouldn't have got anything. Sanders is too progressive. He wouldn't have got anything passed in the House or the Senate. Nothing at all.
You know he's over the budget committee.
I know, but the socialists and 1%. No, he wouldn't. Nothing would have happened. He couldn't get anything passed. He's too progressive. I mean,
if he had a Democratic House and Senate, yes, he could have. But that's beside the point. I'm just saying that Biden is more Republican than he is a Democrat.
Well, he might be.
That's my opinion.
I agree with Hotep that they're all basically criminals and dumb fucks. We have one story. It's only a minute, and it's a Jeffrey Epstein story. This came out March 30th. So when was it? 2 days ago?
Let's hear it.
It's an update. A lawsuit named Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell is the woman, alleges actions sinister even by his standards. And instead of me reading is horrific, but maybe they'll say it here. Here we go. I think they'll say it.
Homeowners, this incredible tip is just for you.
Okay, it's not the right
one. If you owe less than $331,760.
Okay. Wait a minute. I think it is. Let me see. Let me see.
Today, we announce the unsealing of sex trafficking charges against Jeffrey Epstein. I will say that we were assisted from some excellent investigative journalism. This scandal was forced onto the national news radar by one newspaper, the Miami Herald, and by one reporter in particular, Julie K. Brown.
The real heroes in this story are the victims that were willing to come out. I mean, they were very scared to talk. You know, this is a man that has a lot of power. It happened a long time ago. These women moved on with their lives. And so for them to share their stories with me was just an incredible honor they're just shocked that it has really made a difference and that something might be done for justice that they've been fighting for so long. This morning, there are more questions than answers in a case against Jeffrey Epstein and his apparent suicide in Manhattan jail over the weekend. The jail system let us down, the government...
Now, these are the... I'll read you the story. Well, apparently, Jeffrey Epstein's lawyers were wagging what would become a successful campaign to get the Justice Department to drop its sex trafficking case against their client. Epstein and his purported madam, Giselle, or I guess that's her name, Ghislaine Maxwell, they were allegedly raping a 26-year-old South Florida real estate broker who claims in a lawsuit filed last week that Epstein trafficked her to other men, including a local judge. Now, the woman is 26 years old, so right now I'm going, you know what I mean? Right now I'm on the edge here. You're 26. You know what was going on. The story stands out. So this woman who's 26, this as of 2 days ago, is suing Epstein and Ghislaine or whatever her name is because she claims that she's a real estate broker too. So she's not stupid. She's 26. She says that they were raping her, Maxwell and Epstein. The story stands out among a number of civil claims that have been filed recently in months. The woman who was identified as Jane Doe claims that Epstein and Maxwell repeatedly raped her in front of her 8-year-old son in a hotel in Naples, Florida, in early 2008. That they trafficked her to have sex with a number of other men, including an unnamed local judge, and that Epstein forced her to undergo vaginal surgery, so that he could market her as a virgin to one of the high-profile clients. She is represented by two teams of lawyers, one from New York and one from Miami. There you go. She claims only a real estate broker at the time who sold properties in around Palm Beach said she met Epstein and Maxwell in 2006 and 2007 at a barbecue hosted by her employer, who knew Epstein well. Doe, who was approximately 26 at the time, was a native of Turkey who lived in Broward County. Turkey. Her employer is not identified in the lawsuit, told her that Epstein wanted to rent or purchase a piece of real estate. She ultimately found him a property to rent for $10,000 a month. The suit says he paid cash, and she was directed not to identify the tenant who bought the place. Epstein expressed an interest in hiring her to work for him, and as in the document, he gave her expensive gifts and promised to find her a then-husband highly priced. All right, we're going to go on. The woman claims that the middle of 2007, Maxwell, who went by a nickname as G-Max, took her passport for safekeeping, and Doe later learned that Epstein kept it in a locked box inside his Palm Beach home. About 6 months later, persuaded by the persistent effort of Maxwell, agreed to consider working for Epstein. Again, she was persuaded by the persistent. She agreed to, hey, yeah, I'll find you a guy who's a rich guy. And right there in front of it, why do I hear drugs are involved and this is bullshit? Doe says she was hired to go to Epstein's Palm Beach mansion in January 2008 to cut Epstein's hair. When she arrived, Epstein was naked and with Maxwell's assistant, brutally raped her, according to the lawsuit. At the time, the woman recalls Epstein had guns in his possession, which was displayed to her in order to frighten and intimidate her. After assault, Epstein gave her $200. Well, that's nice. She attempted to leave, telling them she intended to report the rape. Maxwell, in response, claimed that she already called the police. Two men who claimed to be police officers arrived at the Epstein mansion and threatened to arrest Doe for prostitution, to take away her son and deport her. Then Epstein and Maxwell ordered Doe to drive with them in Doe's vehicle, picking up her son along the way during the trip. They pulled off the side of the road to a water filled with alligators. A waterway filled with alligators. Epstein then ushered the plaintiff to the body of the water and told her in explicit detail that if she happened, as it happened to other women in the past, according to the pair, she would end up in this body of water and be devoured by the alligators. According to the alligator, he says, "What? Eat her? I don't even know her," said the alligator. Yeah. So, at home. Yeah, I know. I went dead, didn't it? Jesus. So that's what happened. I don't believe the story. How is a real estate agent? I thinking there's drugs involved. We all know the deal. Come on. She had an 8-year-old son. She's from Turkey. Turkey knows better. These women, I mean, so she claims this happened to her.
This sounds just like a pimp and a prostitute situation. A lot of women end up, and they're not just poor women. They are women, right. They could be women that are affluent with degrees. It's about a mindset.
Sure.
You see certain people join cults, and a person doesn't, they could be 40 years old and still be susceptible to this type of environment. And so I put more faith in the woman and her fears. And even if drugs were involved, it doesn't mean that somebody says, rape me. Then anybody smoking weed, taking coke, you could rape a woman and get away with it. Why? Oh, she was sniffing coke with me. Fuck it. No, I think we have to hold men to higher standards, especially men that have power and influence. He's not just Raheem from the corner making $5 an hour. You know, he's a gentleman with a ton of money, a ton of influence, and that can affect you. And don't forget, she attended a party that her company was involved in. So she felt that pressure. You know, your company says, hey, go to the party with Epstein, enjoy yourself. They kind of rubber stamping the scenario, and a lot of women are in situations where they have kids, and they're like, oh, my goodness, if I report this, can I be fired? You know, weak people end up being abused. So I support the female.
Well, I think she was seduced by the money. She was seduced by whatever. But, yeah. Yeah, rape is not, I agree what you're saying, bottom line, the core thing. Rape is not an option of anything. Owning a person, controlling a person, I don't care what they're there, if they're there for the money or meeting rich men or whatever, their body is their body. And that's the final thing I think about, you know. Well, it continues. Epstein continues. I want to thank you guys for coming in. We have a guest coming in next week. We may have another guest. Her name is Dr. Charlene Walters. She may be coming in. She's has a book, Launch Your Inner Entrepreneur Self. We have another person. I think she is a doctor, and she's talking about trauma and how to heal it organically through yoga and other ways of healing your trauma. We have another guy coming on. I don't know if he's a celebrity. I'm not going to give his name out, but you should all know him. He's coming on. So there you go. Watch for that. And we're having a new thing. I will be interviewing them. Every interview now will go on Zoom. Simultaneously, you will hear it on Blog Talk. And I will give you guys the link to the channel where you can see the interview if you care to on a one-on-one basis. And that's it. I want to thank Mr. Hotev. The Honorable Mr. Holtev for coming into the studio for the last couple of days. I really enjoy his opinions and his humor. I won't forget the old dude treatment. You know what I'm saying? But you know,
you'll keep that.
Yeah. All right, you old man. No, thank you, Holtev, for coming in.
Thank you, brother.
I want to thank the magnificent Melissa. She came in. She's been in all week supporting the show. She's always the best. Thank you, Melissa. Angela, she came in nice today. Thank you. Laverne, thank you. Other people came in the studio. Jesse King. And we had like 411s come in. Listen, I had a full studio today. And have a safe Easter and be careful out there. I will be taking the Medora shot Saturday. And I'll probably be dead Sunday.
Yeah, where do I pick up the Mercedes? Just let me know.
You got it. You got it. I'll let you go.
I've been waiting
I'll
for 3 years for this chance, dog. Come on.
You got it. And I left a little something for Oliver, too. That's Melissa's cool. grandchild. Yeah, a little something, something. All right, you guys. Have a safe weekend, and I'll talk to you guys Monday. You're welcome.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody.